You got a pen?
I don't.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes and sessions. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history, it's the power hour. The learning hour. Tune in to your history, learning history. Power hour. The learning hour.
When you look in the mirror, what do you feel? Fearlessness? Austerity? Masculinity? Godliness? But what does your beard say about you? Get definitive results with the bold, natural scents from the Manly Badge of Dignity Beard Oil and ignite the king in you, because it's important to look how you feel.
Go.
That I'm all in. Front line with the truth, I'ma fall in. Even if it's a dead end, going all in. You can tell by the things I'm involved in. I can lose it all for my call in. If I die for the truth, it's a win-win. And going to the end, going all in. Going all in. Going in, going all in. Going all in. I'm going in, going all in. You can tell by the things I'm involved in.
Hey, after this one, it's a hoodie commercial, and I'm going to give you all a quick countdown, because that was real fast.
Hey, we the real juice, no favor. I believe ain't no Asian. It's right, yo, my nation. Christ coming back, be patient.
All right, 5 seconds.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
Shalom.
Brought to you by Original Royalty.
Boy.
Getting sponsors now?
Man, say what?
Yeah, we're getting the sponsors now. Yes, yes, yes. Who we got here?
Oh, we definitely got Digga Yahshua.
Oh.
Definitely.
I wasn't trying to do that. I didn't say my name?
No, you did say the name.
Oh. they still haven't figured out how to put the thing on the screen.
Yeah, I saw them working. They were cooking something up. They was cooking something up.
I don't know, but New York do it all the time. All you got to do is call New York.
Oh, my God.
Trading the talent.
It's been weeks, you know?
Mm. Hey, but you know, we got something else for you, though.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
So go ahead and introduce yourself. We got something for you.
Oh, now he on cue. He on cue now. Jesus!
All right, let me run that back. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
Yeah!
I'm Deacon Yahshua.
Oh.
the tribe of Ephraim.
I was a builder.
Well, damn. Hey, okay. It only took the Passover till it was over, but it came through.
Not bad.
Damn.
I like the
not
the
bad.
Yeah,
not bad. Right, because rhinos do got some weird sound, but they are like cats don't be like purring and
right,
shit.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, right. You hear the lions purring, but nobody do that.
Right.
But whenever they search for the rhino sound, they only search for like the little high pitched stuff that they be doing.
Right.
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 You seen the video I showed you?
When it beat the crap out of that guy.
he threw little man.
No, he did.
So we got a respectable rhino sound now.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So all praise to the Most High. All praise to the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Finally. Man, finally. The rhino coming in hot, right? There we go. So rhino in effect,
mm-hmm.
Right? Because when they aggressive, they got the little growl, you know?
Right.
They ain't roaring, you know?
Right.
Because Most High didn't put it in their vocal cords.
Right.
He put it in that horn.
He put it in the damn horns and their girth.
That girth, right.
Tough ass skin, too.
For real.
Man. Right, right. They say they can't see too good either, so get out the way.
Yeah. Don't testosterone.
Good thing they walk by faith and not by sight.
Yo, but that video, bro, he threw that little rhino, bro, to the moon and back, bro.
I was over there dying when I seen it.
Yeah. Damn, why he so mad at the little rhino? Damn, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And who else we got here?
Oh, we got Officer Ruvane from the tribe of Reuben.
From the tribe of... You playing with people, bro. They're going to be mad as hell.
I'm dead serious.
You said, I'm Ruben. You said, I'm Ruben. Damn, you love Palu that much?
Hey, you know what? Shout out to Captain Palu. Shout out to Captain Palu.
He was the original Reubenite.
The original Reubenite, yep.
The original Reubenite with IUIC.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And who we got over here?
Officer Tobias.
Marv.
Yeah.
Got him.
Officer Tobias. I know, he pushing for the name thing too, because I'm tired of being called a Mexican.
Yeah.
And he's tired of being called an Edomite.
Mm.
Damn.
And then I'm called an Edomite if they don't think I'm Mexican.
Right. He's white.
Boy, have you lost your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, so all praises. We got the T said, wait, huh? I think she bugging on your new tribe.
It is what it is.
On your new
Listen,
tribe.
Judah is the default tribe. Let's just put it out there.
It really is.
It's the default.
It really is. Everybody like, what tribe are you from? I'll just be waiting like that.
New people come in. It's always Judah.
Yeah. Everybody Judah.
Right.
Until they Reuben or Gad.
Wipe your ass.
Neftali.
Right. And we waiting on...
Oh, yeah.
Damn, why you got my face like that? We waiting on this guy over
Jesus.
Here. Jesus.
We love you, God.
Jesus is late again.
Damn.
When he late last episode?
He was late last episode.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Well, at least he's showing up. He be trying to call out.
Damn.
See, that's then I be wondering, like, he being sensual?
Oh, damn. Oh, no.
Wait.
Come on, D. Come on.
So, you know, when you start calling out for stuff,
right.
Damn.
Right.
You know, you run into that sensuality.
Hey,
having that spirit.
Is he really Issachar if he calling out, though?
Damn.
Well, he said he worked in OT, so that sounds like an Issachar excuse.
Yeah,
big facts.
That sounds like an Issachar. He working late.
Two
burden hours.
Yes.
Two burden.
Get late.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I forgot. I don't know if y'all seen that. I saw this. I wish I could find it. It was a little comedy skit on Instagram. Dude was talking about, he said the Mexicans build a house in one day. He said they done mess it up for him when he was working at the job. He's like, slow down.
Yeah.
We get paid by the hour. He said, we get paid by the hour. Slow down. He said, Mexican them friggin'
putting the roof on.
Messed the whole thing up. I'm trying to get my $215
yeah.
in an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
for real.
You done finished the whole job already.
Damn.
Making me look bad.
For real.
Right. So he going to run late.
Mm-hmm.
And then you was like, you know, should I move my chair? Well, he damn bust in here like Kramer every time.
So. I was trying to be considerate.
So when he come in, we got to throw the Kramer door scene up.
I'm going to have to.
When he come in, right. So
getting slid in the flies.
Hey, so I was going to do my sense of the night. You know, we open up with the Manly Badge of Dignity.
Right.
We've been putting some respect on the beards.
Absolutely.
Right. And again, I got to emphasize, it's not just if you want to grow it.
If you want to show it.
You got... Bars, man. The Reubenite bars. Gatami. It's not just if you want to grow it, it's if you want to show it.
That's right.
And if you want to feel like Cab Zakar.
Does that beard balm help
help your beard grow?
Yes, it does help your beard grow, though. But it also...
smooth, refreshing.
I like
and the application of it is like...
We ain't got that one.
Oh, I thought you had three.
You dropped it.
I thought you had that shit going on like butter.
Smooth like butter.
What is smooth like butter? Damn, y'all ain't got that one. I thought you did.
Boy, have you lost your mind.
Man. It was like, man, is this really real?
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta rock with the beard.
Straight up.
I don't know, but my beard. Trust me, man. You know, especially if you got a wife, she don't want you poking her with your rough beard hairs all in the, you know, it don't feel nice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just all scratching her face up.
Scruffy.
You know? Done scraped off the foundation on her face or whatever she got.
Oh, damn. Scraped off the foundation.
So we were going to try to feature a scent, and I forgot mine, man. Like, I put it on, and I brought it downstairs. I put it on the little fireplace before I leave the house, and I went to grab a little jacket because, yes, it does get chilly in Phoenix.
It does, actually.
Right.
So I went to grab a little jacket, and I forgot the damn... beard oil.
Damn, but what are you rocking? What you rocking?
So tonight, I felt distinguished.
Tonight,
I felt distinguished.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I said, this is a nice scent, this distinguished.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, it's not night on the town, right? That's more like feast day type of stuff. Like the feast day is a little like that. They got the bowl feast day. But distinguished is more like a subtle, but you know, you feeling like you're in your masculinity,
right,
you know?
Right, and it ain't toxic either.
And it ain't toxic.
Man,
not toxic about it.
Nothing toxic.
We don't have enough masculinity.
That part.
It's intoxicating.
What's toxic?
Yeah, it ain't toxic. It's intoxicating.
Right.
Ooh,
my God. Right. So, you know, again, real nice. I mean, I haven't even tried all the scents yet, so I'm going through some of them, you know? So, I'm just like, I was just thinking, I'm going to have to get like a little basket or something.
Yeah.
And just so I could have all the scents lined up.
Yeah.
And, you know, just rotate through them and stuff like that. Because I haven't even gone through all of
them. Man, that distinguishes something. I got the Feast Day Bowl tonight. I was reminiscing about Feast of Tabernacles. And I was like, you know what? Let me just go and put that bowl on tonight.
There you
I'm feeling real bold.
Now, so here's my real challenge, right? Mm. You know, I mean, I'm not going to give stuff away. But, you know, if you know, you know, right? You know, we got some trips coming up, and I'm just wondering what I'm gonna take with me.
Right.
I'm like, you know,
it's like 29 flavors.
Right. Normally I bring like one.
Right.
And but I'm like, damn, you know, this particular trip I might want a few different scents going on.
A little coconut.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, the coconut's actually very nice.
I ain't got none of that. I gotta get some.
Hey, the bay rum's pretty good too.
I gotta get some of that. I need one of them real, like either the cognac and Cuban or the bay rum.
Love that cognac and Cubans, man. Love that cognac. When you say you're doing the cherry tobacco, I haven't tried that one yet.
That cherry tobacco. Yeah. The cherry tobacco and the tobacco cedar, like either one of them, they're very distinct smell.
Y'all got to try the coffee ones, man. I'm telling y'all, don't sleep on the coffee ones, bro. They nice, bro. They nice.
I'm going to have to check it out.
See, I had the little sample of the vanilla coffee, so I liked it so much, I picked me up the large size and the butter. And,
okay.
Hey, and it's like real essential oils. So it's actually a little more amber. Like, you know, most of the bombs are like white. Like this butter was like a little cafe. It was a little cafe color, and the oil I noticed was a little richer.
Okay.
So I was just like kind of, okay, all right, you know.
That's what I'm going to do. Matter of fact, after the show, I'm going to go to getbeardgains.com. I'm going to get me like 6 cents. I know I get a instant 20% off. I'm going to get the little 10 milliliters.
Right. We got it up on the screen.
Yeah,
right.
And so, sample them.
Right. So I think people have not really been paying attention to the ads. Maybe I got to feature it on the site.
Yeah.
I thought I did. Scroll down. Don't it say it in the description? Can you scroll?
Come on.
It's right there. At the top of the description.
Yeah.
You may or may not have known this, but I specifically bought the 10 milliliter sizes because I know we were releasing so many scents and people might want to try some stuff. So you could build your own little scent sampler and save 20% when you buy three or more. And it's an automatic discount. It'll automatically be applied in the cart. Right. So you get the little 10 milliliter and it lasts a little while, that little 10 milliliter.
Can we show them real quick?
Right.
Add like three of them to the cart real quick.
Oh, and show them the discount, right? Yeah, so just go ahead. Boom.
Just pick
any three.
Just
add
any
cart,
three.
Right? Boom.
Come on.
Boom. And three's not the limit. That's the minimum. You know, you could get the whole sampler pack if you want and get 20% off.
Right. Scroll down.
Right? right? And then
less
you got to go to checkout.
Yeah, go to checkout.
Oh, no, it already did.
Yeah,
it.
Less than $20 for all three?
Yep, that's less than $20 for all three.
Sure did.
Yeah, that's
right?
$6.40.
So, right. So you get your own, build your own little pack.
Yep.
Try the little 10 milliliters if you're not sure about a scent, right?
Yep.
And then people was like, oh, we like the kit. We like the kit. Well, you could build your own kit now.
Right. Build a kit.
Right? Is it MBD-20?
Yep,
right?
MBD-20.
So if you buy any three of the full-size items.
And that comes with the foam wash, too.
Right. So you could throw a foam wash in there.
Yep.
You could throw
an oil. 30 milliliters.
Right? And a bomb.
And a bomb
or you
or
could
butter.
Do two or three oils if you want.
Mix and match.
Any three of the full-size products.
Mm-hmm.
Mix and match. Apply the code MBD20 at checkout.
That's it.
And you built your own pack.
That's it.
Yeah, that's wild.
And you built your own pack and saved 20%. So
don't sleep on it.
Yeah, it is.
Most
real
people
nice.
Spend more on lunch.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Starbucks.
Yeah. I'm
telling y'all, it's a premium product. You know what I'm saying? You heard it from Captain Zakar, man.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Smooth. Refreshing.
You know what I'm saying? And like the last time, I told y'all, that was an unsolicited.
Yeah. Testimony.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like normally, you know, we reaching out to each other for business. He said, man, look, I just got to hit you up and
straight up
let you know how this thing is hitting, you know?
Does that beard balm help your beard grow?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Anyway, hey, and we got the merch, all right? Go check it out. We got the 20th merch still. It's nice.
Yeah.
We got the fall going on. Got a variety of sweaters. We're going to drop, we're going to put some spotlight on some, it's not really new product, but we're going to put some spotlight on some product that we've had there that you might not have known about.
Them hoodies are a staple.
Yeah, and we working to bring you a lot more. We're working to bring you a lot more, you know. I'm trying to do just a little subtle clothing line.
Yeah.
I'm starting with the men first.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, you know, your basic solid type of shirts and polos and button downs and hoodies and jackets and shackets. You know, it's a thing now, a shacket.
The hell is that?
Hey, because I know.
It is a lightweight jacket or a heavyweight shirt, however you want to talk about it.
Boy, no way, boy.
Bo, smooth, bo.
Really?
I'm talking about nice look, nice shacket. Subtle, yes, nice. Right? I'm Bo. So we're going to bring you a shacket. Right? It's a shirt that you wear like a jacket.
That sounds foreign.
Damn. I mean.
Nah, bro. Nice, nice.
It's provocative.
Yeah. Mm. You know, maybe a little embroidery of the little logo or something like that.
Okay.
Represent. And we're trying to bring you a lot of this stuff fringed already.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying
to bring you a lot of this stuff fringed with the ribbon of blue.
You're not going
to
get that in the world.
In process. So now when you go out there trying to buy, you know, and I'm talking about just even basic tees. Like, it's not everything's going to be screen print. We got some nice screen print stuff we're going to drop for you.
Yeah.
Got some new tees and stuff like that.
Hey, them Christ shirts and hoodies going in, though.
Yeah, man.
Going all in.
Listen, I was going through some of the art that I got. The thing is, at this point, I got too much art.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So next, what I think I'm going to drop on the next art is a polo. Mm. But like the way the Christ tee is, but a polo.
Polo art.
So subliminated on a polo.
Yeah.
And I might drop the jacket. We got the little. I don't know if I want to do the quarter zip or the full zip. Little lightweight jacket with the artwork on it.
Man, y'all better go to originalroyalty.com.
Yeah, it's coming.
Support the truth.
It's coming. Yes.
$100.
What do you say? Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said they'll go pay like $100, you know, at a designer store or something like that. Shop with Original Royalty, man.
Right. All it got is on the label. It'll say like it's. Right.
Yeah.
Like what's that? What's the one that Ye be pushing?
Balenciaga.
Oh my God! I know we the devil, but they.
Yeah.
There's a dude I follow on Facebook. He be talking about the Balenciaga. He said they gaming you.
Yeah.
He said Balenciaga garbage bag $100.
Yeah.
He went and took a regular garbage bag, wrote Balenciaga on it. Was like, yeah.
Straight up.
Right. Right. Yeah. The Christ hoodie's available, man. They on there.
Walking billboard for God.
They on there.
That's
the Christ hoodies are on there.
People just.
I'm not sure what sizes are available at this point. You know, the larger and the size you go, the less quantity we typically have.
Yeah.
But they should be available. Is it on the sweaters? It might be on the sweaters. There we go.
There you
go. All right. I think 4X, it might be sold out. Any of them sold out? No, I see. We got plenty of stock.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and grab it. All right. Yeah. So it's like a windbreaker type of jacket we're going to do with the same type of AI art, right? Mm-hmm. So I got a windbreaker option. I'll do something with a polo. And then I got the quarter zip, like little. So, you know, we see. We're going to throw some stuff out there for you. So.
OriginalRoyalty.com.
Candles, you know, maybe, you know, we got soaps. We got the handmade soaps.
Mm-hmm.
I could look into candles and see what's up.
Okay, that's been a buzzword.
Hey, I'm trying to expand, you know, because I think the men are neglected. I'm trying to do a whole, like, I guess, kind of men's healthcare thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to do, like, some colognes, maybe some lotion.
Don't do it. Take my money. Just take my money.
You know, I'm looking at different things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Zeke, I got this candle, and it's called Honey Tobacco.
Yeah,
and it reminds me of the cognac and Cuban, you know. And
okay.
Somebody mentioned candles.
Yeah.
You know, men, we neglect that type of stuff. Like, you know,
right.
Some smell good stuff in your office or something like that.
Right,
so it may be pretty good.
Right, might be worth something. Might be worth something. I'll see.
Basking in
the ambiance. If the support is there, you know, I'll try it out in small quantities.
Mm-hmm.
If I can. The problem is sometimes depending on where you're sourcing, the minimum order quantities are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to order like 1,000 units.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting on them. So I don't know. We'll see what's up. Anyway, we back. We had the replay last week.
We had the replay last week.
I feel like when we do a replay, we lose momentum.
Damn.
Like right now, since there's only 271 watching.
Mm.
Well, we didn't have the long queue up either.
But wait a minute.
Because brothers got battle fatigue from the 45 days of camp and couldn't come up with a title.
Damn.
So we had to part to it.
Yeah. But wait, did everybody that's on it, did they share it, though?
Right. Let's
Did
not
you
forget.
Share it, though?
All y'all that are tuned in right now, go ahead and share this on social.
Guess what? That's putting in a brick.
Share the link of the show on social right now.
Support.
Let them know we live right now, you know?
Hey, shout out to Facebook, because Facebook been getting some real attention lately, you know?
Okay.
The shares are just higher, much higher than usual.
Okay.
Crazy.
What's up?
So shout out to the listeners on Facebook.
Right. Yeah, and listen, while you're at it, if you're going to go on there and share the link, you can follow all our socials.
Mm-hmm.
If you did not know, I don't know, is he updating the Spotify, though? Because you got to update that. Shia probably ain't even updating the Spotify.
He's working on still uploading those.
Wow.
There.
But you can catch just the audio on Spotify. The Power Hour is on Spotify, if you did not know that.
When you at work?
Right. So you at work, you want, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can't keep the YouTube open sometimes or whatever, but maybe you could just play it like a radio podcast. Not live. We're not live. It's like replay. So we got this podcast on some highlighted shows on Spotify. All right. And then, of course, you got Insta, YouTube, at the Lost 144K. So I know some of y'all probably celebrated Thanksgiving.
Fix it, Jesus.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Oh, man. Listen, and I get it. Some of you that are newer in this, right? Like, I don't see the big deal. Why celebrate Thanksgiving?
Just gathering the family together.
Right. Can put up that Insta of the Thanksgiving. I know this is how it goes down. Go ahead, play this.
So y'all really gonna sit here and celebrate this colonizer's holiday? Bunch of coons. Y'all know what they did. I'm going to get out of here. Let y'all sit here and eat whatever the hell that is.
Oh, that's stuffing.
That's stuffing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy it with that squash.
Oh, no, that's yams.
Yams?
Yeah.
Candy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hope it tastes good with them beets.
That's not beets. That's cranberry sauce.
Y'all pulled out the sauce? Whole cranberries are smooth. And that's turkey?
Yep.
All on one plate?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, then what the hell is she pulling out of the oven?
Oh, that's the mac and cheese.
Roni? Macaroni and cheese?
Yeah. You want a plate?
Yes! Now, I don't celebrate no damn holiday. But I am going to eat this meal.
Damn.
On this day.
On this day.
Every year.
Every year. Damn.
That's some of y'all, man, with the Thanksgiving, y'all. That's some of y'all with the Thanksgiving. Y'all up there justifying it. Yeah, I don't do it because it got nothing to do with the colonizers.
Lost their mind.
Yeah. As we've seen, some of them doing it in the name of the Lord with the honey ham.
Bro, and don't you see the honey ham?
Man.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Casting
I don't even get on no
idols and in the name of Yahweh.
Some of y'all seen it up on Facebook. It's professing to be Israelites, and then they go through the whole spread, the honey ham, turkey, all that nonsense.
And he said, I did this myself. I glazed it.
Just marinating in Coca-Cola. The ham, man. Oh, my goodness.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I tell you, y'all in the right place. Y'all in the right place because anywhere else.
Brothers, get your balls back.
Boy, have you lost your mind? Because I'll help you.
Wait, I'm trying to see what else I had up here. So we going to continue on with that video that we had here, but I'm hitting y'all with some stuff that I seen this week. And listen, you know, we going to deal with the men kind of dealing with building up their ego, right? We were talking about it's misconstrued when you say you got a big ego. Really, when you understand ego, somebody who you would typically think of as having a big ego actually has a small ego.
Right.
And a big ego is a well-adjusted person. Is somebody balanced, good emotional intelligence. And then you take that with the application of the scriptures, and that elevates you to a new level in your malakhood.
That part, right?
That, right?
Make sure you write that down.
Yeah, what does malak mean again?
It means king.
All of that. Malakhood.
It means king.
It means king?
It means king.
Oh, so is that your Hebrew name?
My name is King Reuven Israel.
Hey, let me get that. Well, show thyself a man.
Yes, sir.
Let's read that. Remember, that's the foundation to everything. But then you got to build upon that, all right, with various characteristics and how you handle stuff. Because, you know, some people might tune in. They newer. I know the established brothers and sisters that watch the show, they're being edified with this stuff. Mm-hmm. But somebody new might not really understand. But most of us kind of know something's off in the world,
right?
You know, like you see just the way things are positioned and how they're structuring things. And, you know, I think people were okay with a lot of the changes. I'm talking about before the truth for many of us, until it started to approach barriers of kind of, okay, there's no line anymore.
Right.
Like anything kind of goes, everything's all right. And it's, they've destroyed what marriage really means and represents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They've established that the traditional roles of a father and mother really don't matter in raising kids, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've gone out. What was the series that we were doing? I think we were doing it on Saturdays. We got to run it back now that we got the weekday slot.
Socialization?
No, it was socialization. Social engineering.
And we were dealing with the different ways we're influenced through the lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
And family's one of them, what they call church, right? Social media was on there, work. And the different environments that you're in, think about it, you're exposed to so many different things and doctrines coming at you, right? This is why the scriptures say what they say about evil communication, corrupting commands. But before we get there, let's read this. Let's establish the foundation for manhood.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 2. I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he says, be strong and show thyself a man, right? Show thyself a man. Mm-hmm. And if you think that means, right, this whole let me exude this machismo, that's not what it's speaking about,
right?
All right? Many of us don't know what that manhood is. Can we put up that picture real quick as we're talking about this? They always looking at me. They don't got to look at me. Put that picture up of the big old man, but what he really is on the inside.
Right.
Right. No, I didn't want what does the picture mean to you. I put up a new one, and I cropped that out. Thank you. All right. Because then everybody goes, I see this, and I see that. No, I'm going to tell you what you see in this picture.
Tell him, Dick.
All right. This is a picture I was talking about last episode.
Hold on. What's happening right now?
Oh my God. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
We got our special guest.
Yeah.
We got the video queued up.
Yeah. Make sure that the camera's on.
Can your belly fit? Can your dad bod?
Damn. The dad bod.
Can the dad bod pass through?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Hey, all right, he's here.
Yeah. Show him slitting in them slides.
Right, this is how he came in today. This is how he came in. There he is. Exactly how he popped in, too. It was a little slow because he had the Red Bull. Is that Red Bull?
Yes.
Yeah, is that the special edition? larger can.
It's got like gold flakes in it,
right,
or something?
Right.
Like, what's happening?
The green edition?
Damn.
Dragon fruit. All right.
Dragon fruit. Okay.
He done. Go ahead. Show how he popped in here. How he popped in here.
And go.
Hey! He popping in here. Oh, man.
What he doing?
Welcome. What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Officer Shyatt from Arsuret. Come a long way.
Come from Arsuret.
You lost your mind.
Right. By way of Israel.
By way of Israel.
By way of Israel. Oh, man. Hey, so as we read this, I'm going to put this up because let me tell you something. Showing yourself a man is not, right, there's a big, strong-looking, got his beard on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Big, strong like man. You know, we ain't subscribed to the tattoo stuff and none of that, right? But, you know, I mean, this is still a great picture because many of us were not raised in this. So mm-hmm. It adds to the layer of confusion how we had these tattoos on our – and notice it says something that he got the crying child on his
on
tat,
tattoo, yes.
Right?
Yep.
And then what he got in the mirror there, right?
That's how he feel
and
about
I'm
himself.
And I'm going to tell you something. The vast majority of men today, and many of us coming into this walk, are this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to mature away from this stuff. We got broken men that are allowed to grow up big and strong physically,
mm-hmm.
right, with the doctrines of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, this is what they really are.
Willie Lynch did a massive job.
Right, Willie Lynch to the max. The psychology of that stuff, mm-hmm. right? Look, and what's it say in the back? Melanated what?
It's cursive.
Melanated omake or make?
I'm not sure.
I think it's just a brand.
But leave this up as we read this. But this is what the scriptures say, right? This is what the scriptures. Oh, he say just order four more oils. All praise to the Most High.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Read this.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 2. I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man.
But he's going to expound. Mm-hmm. Remember, I said this is the foundation of it. And in some of the stuff that we've been going over the past few weeks is, I know we're having a good time and you know, we joke. It's just the nature of the show.
Yeah.
But these are serious things that we're going over.
Right.
For us to be aware of, because we don't know it all. Right?
Right.
And many of us didn't have those father figures in our household.
Right.
If we did, they were not the best father figures.
They were a product of the generation before them.
Right, right. And many in absence of the totality of the scriptures. Because
right.
there are some that say, yeah, I knew I was an Israelite from when I was a kid and whatever. But you was like the dude that we just saw celebrating Thanksgiving.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you yeah. got that. That's cranberry?
Oh, that's cranberry. So.
Bing.
All right, well, I'm going to eat it
right.
on this day.
Every year.
yeah. But I ain't celebrating the colonizer part of it.
Right.
You know
boy,
what I'm saying?
You lost your mind, cause I'll right. help you.
No, and if you eat it the next day or the weekend.
Yeah. That whole meal is defiled.
Just don't partake. That whole
yeah.
meal is defiled. That whole meal is defiled. But go ahead. Read on. Where we at in the scriptures?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 2. I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man.
Come on.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that encompasses that when it says keep the charge of the Lord thy God. That's why I say that's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you keep the charge of the Lord thy God, when all these, remember, I said you have all these different touch points, mm-hmm. right? You got your job. You got your maybe your worldly family
yeah.
that you're around. There's so much. The world in general is always
your friend,
advertising
your social
to you.
Circle.
Your social circle, your social media.
Right.
They always pushing something to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're watching movies and things like that. And, you know, yeah, I know every time I say that, some people say, that's why I don't watch. Well, good on you if you got that
mm-hmm.
spirit to not engage in any of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're constantly being micro-programmed
right.
everywhere you go in subtle ways.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a foundation, a guide star, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
right? You're never going to be able to find your way back from all this confusion,
right?
Right? It's like when you do, you ever play Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What do? They cover your eyes, they spin you around,
right?
You done looked at where it is,
right?
But then afterward, you all
you
over
got
the place,
confused.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Or they'll do it with the piñatas, right? They spin
yeah.
you around. And then they swinging at you
and
instead of the piñata.
And then you hit grandma upside the head.
Right, you hit grandma upside the head,
mm-hmm.
right? You taking other people down with you
right.
and your foolishness.
Right.
That's the way
daily
life is in this earth. That's the pollutions that are here.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, take the charge of the Lord thy God. And if you have that, and then you have to understand what that, because even that's polluted.
Right.
What is that charge, right? Well, he's going to give us some real easy ways to stay on target with that. Go ahead,
mm-hmm.
come on.
and keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
Come on.
To walk in his ways.
Walk in his. Mm-hmm. It's real simple.
It's an action.
Right. And that's an actionable thing, right?
Right.
That's an actionable thing. Can we get that in, is it 1 John 2 where it says you should walk like Christ? Just cue it up because he says walk in his ways. I want to finish what we got here in Kings. But it doesn't change when you get to the New Testament, right? No, I want you to keep, you know, keep showing that picture of the little boy. I know you're throwing it on us, but I want you to keep showing that picture of that little boy in the mirror. You can... I don't know if y'all can do like New York where they make you small and you leave the picture up.
Picture in picture.
Right, if you do the picture in picture. Can they do that? Are they equipped to do that?
No?
Are we not at that level?
We are, but...
No.
No, we're not.
Okay. So occasionally you could just pass this picture up so we keep the point that we're talking about. Manliness is not the outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Manliness is not the outward appearance, all right? But the hidden man of the heart, like the scriptures say, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not the outward appearance. Finish reading this, and then we'll get 1 John. So read this again.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
So keep the charge of the Lord thy God. And he explains that to keep that charge, there's actions behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Go ahead. Come on.
To walk in his ways.
Walk in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute you move or you skew from those ways, you're done.
Left or right.
You're going to get swallowed up.
Yep.
I was talking with Bishop Yalsop earlier today. We were touching base. And he was asking about his class last week. And I was telling him I like the references he does with the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about heat. And I think it went over a lot of people because, you know, a bishop buttering that biscuit,
yep.
You get into the whole aroma of what he's teaching,
right?
Right, and then you just kind of lose kind of sight sometimes of where he going. It's just the information is so impactful. And we were talking about the whole premise of, in a different application, but I think it applies even when you're dealing with yourself individually. You have to have these standards. You have to have... This charge,
mm-hmm.
Right? You have to be charged with something because if not, you're tossed to and fro. And he used the example of the movie Heat, right? And the line goes something along the lines of don't ever be so attached to anything.
Right.
Right. And a lot of people just think love. I brought out a point with him today when we were speaking. Don't be so attached to anything that you can't leave it in 30 seconds flat.
Yep.
And what that really means when you apply that to the scripture is that don't let anything pull you away so much that you start to collapse from that charge,
mm-hmm.
of walking in the ways of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
right? And in the movie, if you noticed, yes, he had started to fall for a chick, and he was going to take him with her,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, he walked away from her very easily.
Man.
Right? There was a slight
hesitation.
And he said, I'm out.
Yep.
What got him, and this is why I say it's not just about love and attachments and that. It goes into whatever your lusts are.
Mm-hmm.
His lust was to revenge against that guy for what happened to him and his crew.
Right,
right.
And that's what got him – oh, I don't want to mess the movie up. That's what got him hemmed up
right,
the movie.
Right.
If you haven't seen the movie, it's a great movie. It's an older movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people must have not seen it. That's what got him hemmed up.
Yeah.
Right? Because he it wasn't even the woman. And you see him when he's driving. And the dude calls
mm-hmm.
him, John Voight, his character, calls him up. Hey, brother, I got the information. I got the inside track on that,
mm-hmm.
on this guy. He's at this place and in this room. And he was like, you know, vaya con Dios.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, vaya con Dios.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he's driving, and he sees the exit to the airport, and he sees the exit to go catch this guy at the hotel.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he starts hitting the damn steering wheel because it's burning inside of him.
Right.
And he forgot his charge.
Right.
And he goes over there, and the whole thing took an ill turn. And if you remember, again, I was talking with Bishop Yosef about it. I said, hey, and the antagonist, Al Pacino's character, the cop, he was free and clear because he said he's gone. Flew away like a bird. Brothers or whatever it is he called them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's gone. He said he was a good one.
Yeah.
He was a great one.
Damn.
And he thought he got away.
Damn.
And he would have got away. End the movie, happy ending.
Right.
Because you were for the bad guy in that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Happy ending gets away. But he went to exact that revenge. Because he saw the chick when he was getting away and that didn't but that's what hemmed him up.
But
right.
That was something that he couldn't walk away from.
Because he didn't keep his charge.
Right.
He didn't keep his charge. And again, we were talking about that on a broader scale of why we're so structured and what we do here in IUIC, mm-hmm. which ultimately the structure starts with the Bible, but then we build upon that, mm-hmm. right? Based on the understanding that we have in the scriptures of things that are needful, right? Right? Remember, the scriptures talks about we're a nation of kings and priests,
mm-hmm.
right? Think about that. What does the priest represent? As far as us, what we're doing as a body, what does the priesthood represent?
Teachers, like
the right? Mm-hmm. The camp, the flyers, going out on missions. Mm-hmm. So then what's the kings represent? Government.
Mm. Order. Rulership. Mm.
A government, not just mm-hmm. rulership, government. Mm-hmm. Remember, the scripture talks about teach them to obey governments, mm-hmm. right?
Right, right.
Government, that's the offices we have, the departments we have, mm-hmm. why we so into, why I got to take notes, why mm-hmm. we have the security protocols we have, why mm-hmm. we have the IT protocols we have, why we have the kitchen protocols yep. we have, why we have the kids program the way
mm-hmm.
we do,
mm-hmm.
right? And you'll have Negroes in the midst that'll come and want you to disrupt that based on feelings.
Right.
And if you start to deviate a little, say, oh, it's not a big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? Ah, you're just making the exception for this one brother. You make the exception for this one sister. And then you multiply that by hundreds of mm-hmm. congregations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you got chaos.
Disorder.
Yes.
Schism.
Now you back to niggerdom.
Yes.
And that is on a macro scale. But the same thing applies on this individual scale as I go back to this picture here.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this because you can look big and strong outwardly. But if you're not built up and you don't keep that charge, what you are is that baby crying in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Read this now again. Come on.
And, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments.
So walk in his ways. To keep his statutes and his commandments,
mm-hmm.
because that starts to open up the understanding. Let me get that Psalms 111 and 10. We're gonna come back here. I know we're not done. I'm queuing you up on a few verses.
The book of Psalms, chapter 111,
uh-huh,
and verse 10.
See, keeping the remember what I said before, and I haven't really fully elaborated on it. But I made a statement on a show, and I think I did it when I was teaching the class recently, and I said. We're so caught up, and this is fine in the beginning, on just doing the law that mm-hmm. you forget what the function of that law is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To purify, to purge.
Mm-hmm.
It's to purge. It's to purify. It's to refine you.
Right.
We talk about this refinement all the time. Yeah, gold is tried in the fire, and you think the trial is I don't got rent money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You think the trial is that the brother or sister you was proving it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You think the trial is... the issue that you're having with the brother or sister in the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
But the trial is really
internal,
right? Mm-hmm. In you. Mm-hmm. Yes. The three major ones are congregational, internal. And then if you're married, you mm-hmm. deal with that. But the real trial at the end of the day, because the only thing you have any control over is your own spirit.
Right.
And you can control it because Christ showed us that.
Right.
Christ showed us that example. You can control it. So the only real thing you have any type of control over, you got people out here saying, oh, I don't know why this ain't being addressed and that ain't being addressed and I don't know what to do. Well, I got to feel like I got to adapt to things because that's all you can do.
Right.
Nobody else is anybody's daddy here. Yeah, I know we talk about spiritual fathers, but at the end of the day, man, come on. You're old, big and strong,
mm-hmm.
and I got to come and be your daddy and tell you what to do and what not to do? And I'm not saying we don't give counsel, we don't give these scriptures and stuff like that, but I mean, really? So the scriptures give you sense. This is why it's so important to apply them. The function of the law is to make you more intelligent
right.
in your soul.
Right, in your soul.
In your spirituality. Mm-hmm. Read this, Psalms 111 and 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
You just keep them because God said do them or die. God said you went into captivity because you didn't do them and you didn't do them happily,
mm-hmm.
right? So you keep them. But as you keep them, only if you embrace them, only if it becomes your charge,
mm-hmm.
only if you choose to because you're not just doing them, you're walking in them.
Right.
It's a difference to walk in it. What do they tell you? Walk a mile in my shoes.
Right.
Isn't that a saying?
Yeah.
Why don't you walk a mile in my shoes?
Right.
Because anybody – when you were little, you pretend to do cops and robbers.
Right, right.
You pretend and played house and doctor.
Right.
Right? You play with, you know, you did these, whatever it is, with your imagination, and you played these games.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how you lived.
Mm.
And many of our people, till this day, they playing house.
Mm-hmm.
They playing at being an Israelite, and they're not doing it because they're not really keeping God's charge.
Mm.
Casual believers.
That's why it says walk in it. So what's the evolution of the fear now as you continue to keep these commandments? Come on.
A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
The law is supposed to give you a good understanding of the mysteries of everything. Let me get that in Sirach 3:23.
Mm-hmm. I got that one in John 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Uh-huh.
Chapter,
wait, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I want you to start above or below.
21.
22.
Start at, yes, I want to start at 21.
21.
Uh-huh.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3.
I'm sorry,
3, 20. Verse 20.
Freedom!
For the power of the Lord is great, and he is honored of the lowly.
Right, because why? We all come in, right, with the base things,
mm-hmm.
with the poor, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're broken. He said, a broken and contrite spirit I will not despise.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot come in here with any type of bravado, any
pride.
You can't lean on what you were and who you think you are,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know until you accept the charge of the Lord.
Right.
And to accept it means you walk in it. You don't just do it, because it starts with the doing, and you do it out of fear. But you forgot that the function of doing them is to change you,
right.
so that you evolve into that good understanding of not just right and wrong, not just the spirit of discernment, but more as we read in this. Go ahead. Come on.
21. Seek not out the things that are too hard for thee.
And it's not saying never. It's just saying you got to, if you can't grasp the beginning,
you don't have a foundation.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a foundation of the charge. Why are you seeking other things?
Right.
What value is that going to give you? It's like
right.
the brother we had at Tabernacles that we was getting on.
Yeah.
Well, talking about all this deep stuff, yeah, we just spent 45 minutes dealing with you and your spirit,
right.
and now you want to run back to deep stuff.
That part. Mm-hmm.
And no, I had answers for him, because he done hit me with like a, he went like weeks later, this brother.
Fix it, Jesus.
Sends me a clip of something we were discussing there that I refused to go over because he wasn't grasping the other stuff.
Right.
That means nothing. And all the edification people gave him, they weren't even thinking about that. He spent weeks going to comb through a class to send me a video clip to say, this is what I was talking about. You know, am I wrong, or can you Nehemiah 8:8 me?
8:8. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
8:8.
And I said, no, the only Nehemiah 8:8 I'm going to give you is that you need to work on your spirit.
Bro. Yeah. Psalms 111:10. That's your Nehemiah 8:8.
Right. That's what you're going to get.
Strain it
right?
in that. Swallow
mm-hmm. Go ahead. Read on.
Neither search the things that are above thy strength.
Right. And what does it mean when it says above thy strength? It might not, because you know what? A lot of times you'll get the precept breakdown. And it'll make sense because it was precepted to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's above your strength. How? In the spirit.
Application.
Because you really can't grasp it. Kind of like what I was going over in New Moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're looking at death and where we need to be, right? And after that, we were breaking bread. And brothers were like, damn, kind of hit different when you break bread now, when you do the chant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lord's will life last. I get to expound on that class like I want to, dealing with death and how we should be looking at it.
Hey,
but that strength is talking about strength and spirit. What happened to the bell?
Yeah,
bro, you sound mad far. What
yeah,
Jesus. Go ahead.
You rank. You
look at Officer Ashaya's face.
Yeah, he missed the shit. He missed it.
Oh, Don that's it. Right. Ashaya missed
yeah,
it. Yeah, you ain't got no
it.
Cooties no more, right?
No.
Okay, don't get me sick. No, no.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
Let's be safe. I missed you guys.
Right? Reef 21 again. Come on.
Seek not out the things that are too hard for thee, neither search the things that are above thy strength.
Where you're at in this walk. If you're still at the fear stage, you're still focused on just the doing of the law, and you're not embracing the function of that law. Remember, it said the law was a schoolmaster.
Right.
What does a schoolmaster do?
It teaches you.
It teaches you. It keeps you in line, the schoolmaster.
Mm-hmm.
No, because a teacher teaches you. What does a schoolmaster do?
Oh, yeah, they got the rod of correction.
They keep you in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's that charge.
Right.
And you're not attached to nothing else that you can't just throw away and get back to your charge,
mm-hmm.
to walk in the charge of the Lord. Go ahead. Come on.
But what is commanded thee, think thereupon with reverence.
Right. So this what's commanded us is the law, statutes, and commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And it says think upon it with reverence. And again, it's fine in the beginning, the level of strength that you have at that point, right? You're crawling.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just keeping the law out of fear. It's not a real understanding of why the law is so important. That's why you'll come up with stupid reasons like why we do the dietary law. oh, it's just because the pork is this and the pork is that. He just said don't eat it if you really think about it.
Period.
Anything else is just inference. Mm-hmm. He said it's dirty to you. We start adding all this other stuff. Right. Oh, you know, the shrimp are bottom feeders.
They're insects.
Sure they are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what the scriptures say why you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It just said that's unclean to you.
Because I said so.
Because I said so. And when you grow and you're strengthened this, then you understand, yeah, it causes cholesterol and do all that stuff. But you think that's the reason? Why?
Because he said so.
He said, no, this isn't food for you.
Because
mm-hmm. if you think about it, what was the same thing with Adam and Eve, right? And that wasn't wasn't physical food. We're talking about.
Yeah.
Idolatry.
He said, don't eat from the tree.
He said, don't eat from that tree. Don't consume that, right? So why is it so easy for us to just embrace, don't go to these idolatrous religions, but we start trying to figure out all these reasons why we can't eat this or can't eat that, right? Strength is understanding that the Lord said so. And who am I to
gainsay
that, right? Mm-hmm. But go ahead. Come on.
For it is not needful for thee to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret.
Right. So this is why I said don't go upon that, because there's things that are in secret that will be revealed to you in time. And that's not needful. That's not needful. But as you grow, right, after I finish reading, we'll come back to Psalm 111 and 10. Go ahead. Read on.
Be not curious in unnecessary matters, for more things are showed unto thee than men understand.
And a lot of times we grab that scripture and we think that means the wonderful prophecies and revelations that Bishop has been giving us,
mm-hmm.
that Deacon Malachi has been giving us. And that's not what that's talking about. It said, think upon what's commanded to you with reverence.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, those things, more is shown unto you than men understand. This is why so many people, right, everybody's good with the identity for the most part. But when you start to tell them about applying the commandment, that's what sets them off.
Yes.
Because it's too heavy.
Yes.
It's too heavy. I'm telling you, blessed are those of us who are able to embrace it and endure in applying these laws, statutes, and commandments. Because the minute you lose that charge, you lose your way.
Mm-hmm.
And you wind up back in this path of darkness, right? There's so many scriptures that probably, Psalm 23 goes into that, right? Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. You forget that.
Right.
So what's the only thing that gives us light in that shallow valley of death? The commandments, the law is a lamp.
It's a lamp.
It's a light.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be able to move in this dark place. You're not just doing them. They change you. And if they haven't changed you, then you've not thought upon them with reverence. You've not taken up the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Read Psalm 111 and 10 again.
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Right. That's where you start. You ain't got no strength at that point because you're operating on fear.
Right.
Right? But when you move past that, because remember, so the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to move out of that, right? And it becomes reverence. It becomes respect. Fear is always present because that's your last, that's like the
base.
The, you know, when you're doing like the high wire acts and you got the net.
Oh, yeah.
That's your last.
Safety net.
Right. That's your last thing,
mm-hmm.
right? That's like the last thing, right? As your faith builds up, right, you're able to go out there and do these things, right? That's why you see some people, they do those type of things,
mm-hmm.
and they won't use any safety catches or latches,
mm-hmm.
right? What they call them, free climbers that do the rocks without any stuff like that, right? Because they believe in their skill,
right?
Some people tell you, oh, they like the adrenaline rush and stuff like that, but really they're confident. But somebody who's not confident won't do it without a hook,
right.
won't do it without something to secure you,
mm-hmm.
right? So as we move in this walk and as we grow in the spirit, right, our strength increases. When I'm really talking about the spirit, our faith, right? And you have to hold on to that and let nothing steer you from that, right? Even though everything will be trying to push you off.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between what we do, what we do in this walk and what somebody doing the show, he ain't got nobody up there trying to push him,
right?
right? Mm-hmm. You got fire on one side, water on the other as we go through it,
right?
And you got to walk that thing straight through, right?
And you're fighting yourself.
Psalm 111, 10 again, come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
Right. Just like we read in Sirach 3, that's why I went there after this, right? It says when you think upon them with reverence, you start to realize, damn, more things are shown unto me with this simple charge than most men understand. You got something you want to say?
Yeah. I mean, it's as simple as when you understand the dietary law, that's something more than men understand.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, because most people ain't keeping that thing.
Exactly.
They tell you all things are clean.
Right.
They can eat that plate today.
Right.
Man, what? For real.
They eating that plate whenever they want, right?
Beans, tomatoes, potatoes.
Now go back to where we were in Kings.
First Kings.
Hold up.
Chapter 2 and verse 2.
You were late, so you could wait. Go ahead. Come on.
I go the way of all the earth. Mm-hmm. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man.
Right. So that strength that you're showing mm-hmm. is that you can commit to something and not waver from it.
Right.
And it starts with the charge of the Lord. And then everything else that we're going to go over later is really just kind of building upon that foundation with some more specific applications. Right?
Right.
Go ahead. Come on.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
Right. Keep the charge. And then the actionable. Come on.
To walk in his ways.
Walk in his ways. Now give me what I want in John. All right. And then you can give your precept.
Right. Look at 2 John verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after
him.
No,
no, no. 1 John 2.
2 and 6.
Yep.
The book of 1 John, chapter 2, in verse 6.
Freedom!
He that saith he abideth in him.
Uh-huh. Meaning I'm keeping his charge.
Right.
Because the charge of the Lord is the same charge that Christ gave us.
Right.
Go ahead, come on.
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. That term walk again. Mm-hmm. And walk like he walked. It's amazing to me that Christianity can teach you and our people lap it up like the sweetest honey mm-hmm. that Christ kept every law and did everything according to what the scriptures say and then suffered the horrible, gruesome death that he did.
Right.
So that we don't have to do those things. That's madness, and it don't make sense to me. Why? Because we don't have a charge. We're not abiding in anything. Mm-hmm. The abide here is the same thing in Kings when it says the charge.
Right.
Right? And then it says walk, which is actionable.
Right.
So you have to live it, and you have to think upon it with reverence as you live it and let that thing strengthen your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because greater evils are going to come. Right? That's why you read that in Ezra's where he says, after I told you how much time is left, what did he say? Get thy house in order.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's get that real quick. I know you got your scripture. I know you got. What's that? Second Ezra. Is it 14? Uh huh.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, and verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, set thine house in order.
Right, mm-hmm. because he just went over telling him how much time is left,
mm-hmm.
and he said, now knowing that, set thy house in order, mm-hmm. and your house starts with you. Right. Go ahead. Come on.
And reprove thy people, comfort such of them as be in trouble.
Right, and part of that. Remember I was talking about the kings and priests?
Mm-hmm.
The priest part, you go and reprove thy people. Setting things in order goes into the government, right?
Right.
How you set all that stuff up. Go ahead, come on.
Comfort such of them as be in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And now renounce corruption. Let go.
That renounce corruption is keeping that charge.
Mm-hmm.
The corruption is all around us, what I said. It's at your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's at your school.
Social media.
It's on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your television.
Mm-hmm.
It's as you're driving down the road and you see ads. It's in the music that plays on the radio.
Right.
Right? Renounce corruption is not dealing with the evil communication because
right.
it corrupts those good manners that you're building in the scriptures.
Right.
It's things that you have within you that are going to come back and try to creep up.
Not just what's in you. That's the stronger things that are inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, seven other spirits come to try to take hold of you when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So once you renounce all those things, you think it's one and done. That's why, remember, I like to say,
Jesus.
I'm not repented, I'm repenting.
Repenting, mm-hmm. yes.
Because you can stop repenting in this walk. We've seen people do it.
Yep.
We see people
right
do
now.
It all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're repenting because you got to continue to renounce these things. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
Let go from the mortal thoughts.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're keeping the charge of the Lord. You're abiding in what Christ said. You're keeping the charge of what the Most High said. So you let go of those mortal thoughts. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
Cast away the burdens of men.
Right. Meaning, it don't mean you don't deal with them. What it's saying is you don't let them burden you.
Fester.
Right? That's why I said you think trials and tribulations is that stuff. That's not what it is. Dealing with the understanding I was bringing out, Bishop been bringing out, and I was bringing out in New Moon, we're preparing ourselves for death. One of the scriptures I didn't bring out about that was Romans 12, one real quick. They're not going to know what I'm saying,
right,
but y'all going to know what I'm saying. And that's going to give you a new perspective on that. Right? Remember, we were reading 1 Corinthians 10 about the you can't pass into that until corruption dies.
Yes, sir.
Remember, it said renounce corruption.
Mm-hmm.
That's that fleshly stuff. It's this. I don't want to get too off topic and then this becomes.
Bring it out.
No. I save that for when
some
I do
some of
the
us
class.
Are here.
I save that for. No, you missed the whole thing.
12 and 1. The book of Romans,
y'all pray
chapter 12 and verse 1.
Y'all pray for
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
uh-huh.
that ye present your bodies.
The presenting is keeping the charge, walking in his way, abiding in what Christ said, what he said to Ezra is about cast it off, uh-huh. right? We didn't finish it, but he says put off now the
weak
nature,
nature,
right?
Right.
Because we're right. That's why you don't go for things above your strength, because you're in a weak nature. You got to strengthen your spirit. You can't be like this picture that we got up here.
Right.
Big and strong on the outside, and you're still this emotional little mess. Every offense bothers you. That's why Bishop said it. Leave.
Yeah.
You want to be out on the streets teaching and stuff and dealing with our people coming in. You can't deal with a brother telling you something.
Mm.
Leave. Stop with the sensitive bullshit.
Right.
Boy, go ahead. Come on. Read this on the top again.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Ah, oh, a lot
damn.
Of times we glaze over that living
ooh,
sacrifice.
Ooh,
right? I got more precepts for that I wanted to bring out. But it gives you a new understanding when you pair that with 1 Corinthians 10, when Paul's talking about the corrupt, right?
Has to
die, right? It has to pass through death before it become incorruptible, right?
Right.
He says, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. We're preparing ourselves for death. To be martyrs for Christ.
As he was.
And you can't just martyr and say, you know, like, well, I think of that skit with Chappelle. I keep it real. Wu-Tang. Right? What, keeping it real goes wrong?
It goes wrong,
right.
Yeah.
Jesus. You think you're going to say Jesus Christ?
Right.
We love you, God.
And that you prepared yourself to be a living
yeah,
sacrifice?
No.
Our end is death in this walk. And the ones that have the most honor are going to be the ones, the one with 44? Have to die that death and be those martyrs.
Right.
Read this from the top again.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
And that mercies goes into, this is the period for you to do that. There ain't no after, there ain't when he appear in the sky. You got to present your body a living sacrifice. And that goes into everything about keeping the charge, walking, right? Don't reach for things above thy strength. Look, what's commanded you think upon with reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
Holy and acceptable to God. Our whole purpose while we're here is to go through that refinement, and we want to find ourselves acceptable to God.
Right.
He calls that living sacrifice.
That's like the acceptable men in Sirach 2.
Yes, he calls it that living sacrifice. And that goes back to the analogy we gave with heat. You have to keep the charge. You have to renounce the corruption, like we read in Ezra's. The Bible builds upon itself. It don't say nothing new. Get me that? I think it's in John, 1 John also, where it talks about, I don't give you a new commandment, but it's the old commandment which you have from the beginning.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
The book of 2 John, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment. They, as ye have heard from the beginning.
It's the same commandment from the beginning. Go ahead, come on.
Ye should walk in it.
Walk in it. Actionable, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why this whole BS about grace and love and all this other stuff, it don't make sense. It don't jive.
Right.
And they do their hermeneutics, and they try to get, they try to confuse you with that bullshit.
Jesus.
Go ahead, come on.
For many deceivers are entered into the world.
Many. Not some, not a few, many deceivers are entered into the world, right? Go ahead, come on.
Who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
Right, because they think that just means saying, oh, Christ came in the flesh. They marginalize that. That's a lot deeper when you say that, because what you're saying when he came in the flesh is that you know that that second coming is going to come.
Right.
And if you understand what that second coming is about, that baptism by fire, right? You got to confess the whole Christ,
right?
Not the part that you like.
Right.
Right? Go ahead. Come on.
This next one, verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought.
Right. And what does he mean? That the disciples wrought in bringing you this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Look to yourselves that all these things, because they taught on the foundation of Christ, and we teach on that foundation as well now in these last days. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
But that we receive a full reward.
That we receive that, which is eternal life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it on that verse?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's all. I don't want to keep going into that. Go ahead. You said you had a precept. Go ahead.
Hey, wait. Yeah, for real.
Yo,
fire. Yeah, you want
I didn't have that, but it
you
just
want,
popped in my head.
Yo,
here?
Popped
in
my head.
Psalms 119 and 9, about the reverencing.
What you've been commanded?
Yes, reverencing what you've been commanded. And I'm going to give you like a little process, Psalms 119, verse 9.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By
like
taking
word.
Heed thereto according to thy word.
So you come in the truth, right? You have fear. It says you take heed. How do you start cleaning yourself, right? Taking heed to the word. Come on.
With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments.
Again, let me stay the course. Let me not walk to
left
the left
right.
nor to the right. Mm-hmm. Right. Come on.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart.
So now you start putting these scriptures in your mind. You start meditating on them. Come on.
That I might not sin against thee.
And when you first come in, you're like very like, man, this got any pork? No.
Fear. Fear
you're
of the
you're
Lord.
Extra. Like you're, bro, I remember going to Walmart. This ain't no, no.
You're, mixed fiber.
Yes, you're extra when you come into the truth. Like, you're extra about everything. Come on.
Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes.
Uh-huh.
With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth.
So then it says, teach me thy statutes. You start, you know, you go through some stuff. You mess up. You get yourself back up. It says, with my lips have I declared thy judgments. Come on.
Of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony,
uh-huh.
as much as in all riches.
You're happy.
That's the reverence.
Yes, you're happy. You start getting new understandings. New waters start rising. Come on.
I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
That verse again. Read verse 15 again.
I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
So time passes, and that's the reverencing. That's the you.
On what's commanded you.
On right. what's commanded
uh-huh,
you.
Uh-huh, like we read in Sirach 3. Yep.
And you start having respect with your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a foundation, that deep stuff ain't going to matter.
Right.
Right.
That
and
deep
every
stuff.
Offense is going to move you.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says nothing to separate you from the love of Christ.
Right.
So when you got brothers that come up to you and tell you they want to leave, don't be telling them, endure, brother.
Mm.
The scripture says nothing will separate you from the love of God. A brother who tells you that already has his mind made up.
Right.
That's a deceitful spirit that you don't need to be dealing with in that regard.
That has itching ears.
That has itching ears. That's looking for somebody to give them pity.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's you. That's part of renouncing corruption.
Mm-hmm.
You want to leave? Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like Satan roaming about seeking whom he may destroy?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they're going to try to pull you down into that BS.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's at the point where they're telling you they're thinking of leaving, they are gone already.
Mm. It's been on them for a minute.
They are gone. You avoid people like that. You don't try to be there trying to pull them back. Bye. I'm not talking about somebody did a sin and they're shameful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a brother here that we haven't been able to get in touch with. He's running out of his grace.
Yeah, he AWOL.
Right,
because
he's afraid to face whatever. And
right.
you know what? I mean, nothing really been done real crazy yet. He just needs to pick up the phone as somebody's calling him. Because he never announced, yo, I'm out, I'm this, nothing like that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just freaked out, had some issues, and bounced.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to run out.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a worse matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got a little bit of time there, right? Because,
well,
you know, he's feeling shameful about something. That's why he won't take the call,
mm.
right? But somebody who come and they tell you they thinking about leaving or they want to leave.
They're gone already.
Yeah. Where did Christ say? Well, get me that where he said, I want to bury my father. He said, follow me.
Yes.
Yeah, let the dead bury the dead.
Mm-hmm.
You done with your point? That was a good point.
No.
I didn't want to. Okay.
One
all right.
More. So verse 15 again, and then I'm going to jump
uh-huh.
down to verse 18.
Verse 18, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
And have respect unto God's ways. That's how you start going back to the point where you said, why do we keep the commandments? You start learning. It's to refine you. Verse 18, this happens in the process of time. Verse 18.
Verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
So then this is what happens. The Lord, you ask the Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things. There's things that I've asked, and I'm like, dang, wait, I wasn't worried for that. And I'm like, I ask you deep questions,
uh-huh.
and he answers them to me, and he gives me the answer.
Well, I don't always have an answer.
No, you don't always have the answer, but when he does, I'm like, oh, snap, I wasn't ready for that. Dang. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Let's get Matthew 4:18. I'm going to give you a few examples. How Christ was rolling.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 4, and verse 18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Come on.
And they straightway left their nets and followed him.
They straightway. That's what I'm telling you. When somebody start coming to you and talking about, I'm thinking of leaving, I want to leave, I'm offended, my feelings are hurt, all this, that, and the other. Bye. That's not the spirit that we need.
Right.
It says here, he said, they said straightway. That means immediately.
Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
No questions asked. They might have had the biggest catch in them damn nets. Mm-hmm. Let it go and followed him.
Mm-hmm.
Jump to 8 and...
The one also is Luke 9, 60.
121.
21,
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 8, verse 21.
Read
another out. Of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me. Let the dead bury
damn.
The dead.
There.
He had an excuse.
Hey, and it don't mean you can't go to a funeral, but he just talking about, listen, he knew the spirit that was behind that. So I'm saying, don't get pulled into that BS when people tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should be coming to you and telling you that. Why you got to announce it? Who the hell are you that you got to announce your departure?
Mm-hmm.
There's something else behind that.
Da-da-da-da. Mm.
And he come to you.
That's that BS. That's that BS, right? Read 16 and 24.
The book of Satan.
Actually, wait. Do 9 and 9. Same thing.
Come 9 and verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him.
Right. Meaning straightway, right? Just follow me and let's roll. Now, where did I say go?
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 16, and verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Right. So, I mean, it's over and over. Listen, literally, if you type in a word search in the Bible, follow me, you'll get multiple. Like John 10:27. Let me that one.
The book of St. John, chapter 10, and verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
All right, so when somebody don't want to follow Christ no more, they not his sheep.
Bye, nigga. Damn.
They not all Israel, that's Israel.
For that thought to even enter your mind.
Yeah, man, come on. Damn. That's some reprobateness right there, bro. Get out of here with that, man. Get out of here with that. Anyway. You said you have more on your point, or are we done?
No, that's
okay.
You finished right. Or you done?
You finished or you done?
Okay. Hey, so, you know, we're going to continue to try to – let's show this picture again. We're going to continue to try to build brothers up to take them away from this little child in the mirror.
So we were still talking about masculinity while we were doing this. We were talking about keeping the charge of the Lord.
Yes.
Standing, showing thyself a man.
Yes. Somebody who's giving up the charge of the Lord, you're not a man.
Right.
Damn.
That is what it is.
Hey, right.
Hey, D.
Yeah.
We just had somebody.
Where's your bell, bro?
Where's the bell, bro? Rock the bell.
I'm sorry.
When they hear there we go. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all praises. So, like Officer Ruvane just said, y'all were still touching on the whole aspect of masculinity, but we just had some foolishness call in, and they missed the whole concept of that.
Wow.
They want to ask, like, are we ever going to get to masculinity on the show, or is it going to keep talking about
take
the Bible?
And
I told him, we are talking about that right now.
Right now.
We just went
over the charge.
Right.
Like 40 minutes.
It started with show thyself a man and the charge and walk in his ways.
Amen. Right.
And we see, that goes, give me that Ciroc 3.
Man, let me go back.
Was it 21?
Yeah, it was 21.
Read that again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 21. Seek not out the things that are too hard for thee.
Right, because, and why does he say that? Why? Go ahead, come on.
Neither search the things that are above thy strength.
Right, because you know what? He just missed the whole thing on masculinity.
Right,
all praises that you said that, and your spirit made you say that.
All praises.
This whole thing is dealing with masculinity.
Can we get verse 24?
Go ahead, come on.
Verse 24, for many are deceived by their own vain opinion, and an evil suspicion hath overthrown their judgment.
Can we get back to masculinity?
Hey,
when are we going to talk about masculinity?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
All right, just one. First John 4.
Hey, that's him in the
damn,
in the
little
physical
guy
realm, and that's him in the spirit realm.
Damn. Wow.
First John 4:6. Real quick.
This is the book of First John, chapter 4, verse 6.
Read.
We are of God.
We are of God. We're keeping God's commandments. Read.
He that knoweth God heareth us.
The man that knows God is going to hear what we're speaking. Read.
He that is not of God heareth not us.
You listening, but you really not hearing. Read.
Hereby know we the spirit of truth.
This is how we know the spirit of truth. Read.
And the spirit of error.
And those that are walking in error that are not keeping the charge.
Titus 1:15. Ooh.
Bring it out, brothers. Yeah. Bring it out.
Uh-oh. We're about to cut you.
Bring out that masculinity.
Yo.
Bring it out.
You called 1:15. You called, and we're about to.
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 15.
Bring it out.
Unto the pure, all things are pure.
Come on.
But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure.
Nothing pure.
They didn't renounce corruption, so they're defiled.
Yeah.
Go ahead, come on.
But even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Come on.
Oh. They profess that they know God.
Oh, I'm a Hebrew. I'm an Israelite.
But in their works, they deny him.
Now, come on.
Being abominable and disobedient and to every good work, reprobate.
Unto every good
Stop
work,
it.
Reprobate.
Get some help.
That was fire.
God.
That was fire.
Damn.
Hold on, we gotta cool him off real quick.
That was fire.
I haven't been here, so.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get.
And I missed the fire class.
Hey, but let's hear it in the chat. If y'all are feeling what we're talking about, and y'all understand,
right.
let's get a thumbs up or something in the chat.
Yeah.
Because that just went way over his head.
Hey, drop a fire emoji.
Yeah, let's
hey,
get
drop,
that fire
hey,
emoji.
Bro,
get,
fire
give
emoji.
Me Joe 38 and
oh,
uh-oh.
You don't woke up the rhino.
38 and 3. The book of Job, chapter 38 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Gird up now thy loins like a man.
Get your balls in place. Come on.
For I will demand of thee, and answer thou me.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
How you missed that whole thing?
Man.
We just spent like 30, 40 minutes on that.
Mm.
Boy, have you lost your mind?
Come on,
you
man. The scripture says, gird up thy loins like a man.
Right.
He says, because I'm on demand of you. That's what a charge is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's...
And we trying to give a deeper understanding on that thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, you just got all kinds of fire emojis, Rubane.
Hey, all praises. Hey, he wanted some masculinity. Boom, there you go.
There it is.
Right.
Sheesh.
Gird
right.
up your loins.
Get right. your balls back.
Get your balls back. Have reverence unto the words of the Most High.
And keep the charge.
Keep
y'all
the charge.
Damn.
Renounce corruption.
Wipe your ass, nigga.
And that too.
And let go from the immortal thought. Sheesh.
Right. So we're going to deal with building your ego now.
Mm-hmm. Since we didn't do it before.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And dealing with hers. Listen. Show me that picture of the 25 years of marriage. Come on, before you get into that.
Hey, this is the marriage
because,
that everybody.
Wait. Go back to the big brother with the kid in the window,
mm-hmm.
right? We're trying to obliterate that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
So that when you look in the mirror, you are what you are outwardly as
mm-hmm.
well, right? But we got to deal with the wife.
Some brothers
got this at home. Read
25 years of marriage, and he never once raised his voice at his wife.
But she raised him over his head plenty of times. Damn.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Which one's the husband, though? Wait a minute.
Hey, and listen, the women will drive you crazy in this thing, right?
Damn.
Because this is why, as we segue into this other piece here, right?
She said, yes, my lord.
Let's show me that next Instagram clip that was right under the picture with the sister that look, women don't want what they say they want.
Oh,
they don't.
This is really
oh, yeah.
good.
This
yeah,
is why you got to
yes.
be
yeah.
in your malacca.
In your malacca. Think that's malacca.
Right.
Yeah.
In your malacca.
Yeah, damn. We got microphone covers coming on.
Yeah,
and everything.
Got it right there.
They burning up the microphone cover.
Yeah.
Right?
For real, though.
Burning up the microphone cover.
Man, bring that out.
Listen.
This is good.
This might not be all sisters,
but it's
but right. all sisters got this spirit.
Uh-oh. Right. Bring it out.
I'll say that again. This might not be all sisters,
mm-hmm.
but all
okay.
sisters got some of this spirit.
Mm.
All right?
Damn.
They got some of this spirit. And they want what they say they want. But then when it comes to the man that's grounded and set up with all the masculinity that we just spent like an hour going over,
that
right,
part,
okay,
right.
mm-hmm.
they don't like stuff like that, right?
Mm.
It's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, let's go.
I went on a first date, and when I opened the door, my
Stop.
Man was at
Stop.
My front door.
You
got to
read it.
Stop it. Stop it.
God.
Go back.
Run it back to the beginning. It says the real reason modern women have toxic exes, right?
I went on a first date, and when I opened the door, my man was at my front door, and I was like, And then he hit me with the Rico. He pulled the flowers out, and I was like, wow, this is different, right? So I'm not even paying attention. I brush past this, trying to walk down the steps and get to the door, right? He opened my car door. I get inside. He closed the door. I immediately went to my group chat. It's weird. By the time we got to the restaurant, my follow-up text was, I just realized and all that stuff we be talking about, we don't really want it. He technically did everything that we be saying we be wanting. In my mind, instinctively, my first thought was, he's corny.
God, can't make this shit up.
And they like to pretend we crazy when we point out the real reason chivalry is dead. This type of woman and women like her will leave the corny dude and go back and make babies with the toxic guy that creates all the little hoods and ghettos that drive up the crime rate in the inner city. These same type of women will tell you that they won't share a man, but they all share the same baby daddy. And that one man with toxic trait can have 11 baby mamas, but guess who gets blamed for all the fatherlessness in America? And they wonder why no man comes looking for wives in the West. These women give their best to the worst, and they worst to the best.
Damn.
That's why.
It is why you have to be built up in your masculinity.
Right.
And you got to check that spirit. Because these women don't realize what they want.
Right.
Some of them think the grass green on the other side.
Mm-hmm. With Pookie and Ray Ray.
Right. You already more than 50% ahead of the game if you got a God-fearing man, according to the way the scriptures say. And then realizing that he's going to have the resources to continue to be built himself up as well as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She out her damn mind.
Right.
Hey, and you want to know what's crazy? That goes into, like, the esteem that she has for herself. That she would prefer. Because that's not masculine to be all that other bullshit that, you know, them dudes that's low quality guys that they be with. So she got no type of esteem in herself that what she really wants is not a real man.
Exactly.
And she wants that play.
She wants a job.
Good. What you got, officer?
You rang?
She want that Balenciaga trash bag we talked about.
Right.
Deep. Can I get a script real quick?
Go ahead.
Isaiah 32:2. Because this is what this is what we dealing with today. Our sisters' minds are so bugged out. But guess what? It's brothers like Pookie and Ray Ray that don't have the charge of the Lord that keep this process in a perpetual state. But a man of the Lord, a man of understanding. This is him right here. Let me get that.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 32:2. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind.
Think about a tornado. Anybody seen that movie Twister?
Uh-huh.
Right? They had to go up under the bridge and stuff. So a man is going to be a protection for a woman against the wind. Go ahead.
And a covert from the tempest.
There it is again, that storm. He's going to be a strong protection against that. Come on.
As rivers of water in a dry place.
When a sister is thirsty, meaning she needs provisions. She needs somebody to take care of her. Guess what? That brother, that godly man, he's going to be there to provide. Come on.
As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Think about it. You outside, especially in Arizona, it get hot as a mug out here. What you want? You want to go and hide in the shade somewhere? Guess what? That godly brother, he's going to be that for you. But you only get that, sisters, when you get your mind right and understand what a real man is supposed to be like.
Right. Hey, let me tell you something, too. A sister like that can repent.
Right.
We have sisters with us that were once like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you brothers, in your desperation, in operating from a scarcity mindset of looking for a wife, looking for these sisters that been here 1, 2, 3 years, and they still have a lot of this spirit in them.
Right.
This is why we tell you, brothers, no, this sister's not ready. This is some of you sisters, 3 years or less, I'm going to say, and I think that's really should be like 5.
Right.
But I'm going to say 3. I'm not making this a rule or nothing like that. You know, I need all leadership if we put a guideline like that. And we're not going to prevent marriages, so I'm not saying something like that. This is just a recommendation. This is an urging, all right? If a sister is here 3 years or less, brothers should not be looking to talk to her.
There's no time to, like, we talked about the purpose of the law.
And guess what? I'll say the same thing for a brother.
Right.
3 years or less, you're not ready for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. And I really believe it should be 5. Mm-hmm. Our people thinking about me like, damn, D said proof for 3 years. Now he's saying wait 5 till you talk to somebody.
Right.
What the hell? I'm this old. I'm that. I'm looking for this. My biological clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the daddy.
You see that little boy?
Yeah. 3 years or less, you sisters need to sit and be quiet. You brothers need to sit and build your masculinity, okay? And, again, I really think it should be 5. I don't think you should be considering anybody that's been here less than 5 years.
And this segues into this video. Go ahead.
Right. Because this got to be purged out. Remember, bitches say, you be married, and once you get married, maybe 3 months, 6 months, a year later, Tyrone come out. Right.
Oh, damn.
Tay-Tay and Carlos.
Hold on. So the water that it was talking about in verse 2, rivers of water, this is the water they want and not the one they get from every fountain.
Right.
Yeah, not that.
Hey, I said what I said. I believe it should be 5 years before you're eligible to prove.
Right, right.
And 3 years prove it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. Wait, are we grandfathered in?
But no, it's not a rule. This is just my suggestion.
Hold on.
If you have an ear to hear, if you can receive it, then receive it.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I think I'll say, you know, we allow a year proving, and, you know, I would say 3 years minimum for it. But people need to purge this out, especially these sisters, because here's the difference between a brother and a sister. First of all, the flock or the pasture are men.
Right.
So they're going to be dealt with different.
Right.
Okay? Women are the weaker vessel, and we went over some of that a couple episodes back. But one of the reasons they're also the weaker vessel is because of the spirits that they receive,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these sisters is coming out of walks like this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Hey, don't worry about my past.
Oh, my God. Her ass. That's for Glizzy.
Run that back again. This is why the body count matters.
The instrumental in the background, though.
This is why the body count matters.
Glizzy.
Yo.
Play that again.
Don't worry about my past.
That's her past, bro.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Damn. That's her past. Look,
bro,
man.
That's a lot of demons.
I ain't going to Joel Osteen you on this show.
Yeah,
all
right? Right.
Yeah, for real.
We get enough of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, God.
The
an uncomfortable truth is better than a comfortable lie.
That's right.
And we ain't going to roll in that spirit.
Bring it out.
All right? We ain't going to roll in that
it's
spirit.
It's a power hour, doggone it.
Yes,
run it one more time before we go into what we're going to go.
Let's go.
Run it one Bro,
oh,
that's
man.
Like the other one I saw where the dude gave the equation.
Right.
Like he was like, yo, let's say the average ride is this and
how many pumps, the miles
on that badge, bro.
The miles on that badge.
You can circle the world and back.
Damn.
The statistics to it. It's just
damn,
like
you can
bad.
Make it to the moon. It's a lot of wear and tear.
God.
That's a lot of spirits, bro.
That's a lot.
Facts.
The scripture tell you, right? That's why, remember, I think Bishop was going over it. They said that land is greatly defiled.
Right.
You can't go back to it. Right.
Oh, God.
Hey, and after so many men, you lose your ability to pair bond.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Too many men.
Damn.
Your spirit's all jacked up. You know, it's rough.
Damn.
You can't really connect. You don't realize how much of the characteristics you've taken on of all those spirits that you've received.
Damn.
Right? Oh, was this? Okay, we could play this real quick before we get to the other thing.
This is the one you talk about, the daughter.
Right. So, right. And this is why it's so important what we do with these sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have some people that will be offended by what we just saw.
Yeah.
Even though it's, right? And what did I just say?
It's
an uncomfortable truth is better than a comfortable lie.
Right.
But I agree with a lot of what this is what we're trying to raise up here in sisters that are born in this truth, and I have a daughter. My daughter was my firstborn,
mm-hmm.
right? And as well, sisters that are coming in this and repent, right? I like what he says here. Listen good. Come on.
You want to raise your daughters to be grown independent women? No, unless you want her to be single or divorced. She's
Stop.
Supposed
you
to
see
be-
that? That Damn. Independent woman mentality. Mm. That's why you got, like, the sister and the Insta that we showed. Damn,
yeah.
We say we want this, but we don't really want this.
Yeah.
And then Officer Daniel was telling me that she tried to backtrack and say it's just that she really didn't like the guy. And I said, well, that's what she said. She didn't
yeah.
like him because
right.
he was,
right.
he
thought
because,
he was
because he was a real man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was showing her her worth.
Right.
And she thought that was corny.
Yeah. Right.
She,
she
Damn.
She's used to, yo, I don't know if you caught it.
Yes.
She said he was at the door. She's used to dudes rolling up.
Hey,
I'm outside.
Bro, that's like when you pick up a hoe.
Right.
Yeah.
That he couldn't even go. She's used to dudes that don't even go up to the door.
Damn.
To walk her down to the car.
That's
Damn.
It.
Damn.
He pulled out flowers.
That's how you pick
right.
up a prostitute.
It is. Damn.
Grand and, then he, and then he has flowers. So she ain't even worth the little flowers?
Right.
Damn. He spent money.
And again, don't get hip to that game, because not that that mean shit either. I went over that, went over the proven.
Mm-hmm.
They could be the devil too, them dudes, and they just trying to buy you cookies, chocolates, all this other shit. Right, enticing you. Right,
mm-hmm.
enticing you. That right? It might not run with the same focus either, right? But we're trying to raise strong sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, and I don't mean masculine strong. Strong in the spirit of the Lord in what they have power over. We went over this, right? The power over their head is to submit to the order that God set.
Right.
Let's get that in 1 Corinthians 11 before we play this. Because I want nobody twisted when you hear strong saying, oh, Deep was talking about making strong women.
I haven't talked back to my husband in
right?
25
First
years.
First read the order, 1 Corinthians 11 and 3.
The book of
and
first...
then jump to, is it 9,
eight.
Where he says, for this cause women have power over their head?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man,
uh-huh.
and the head of Christ is God.
This is the order. This is how he's starting this section of his letter, right? This is how the chapter starts. Now, jump to verse 7.
Verse 10.
For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head.
This is where her strength is. For this cause, in order to go and take the charge
mm-hmm.
of what Paul just said in the spirit of Christ
mm-hmm.
of what the divine order is. For this cause, go ahead, come on.
Ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels.
Right. That power is to be in subjection the way the scriptures just said in 1 Corinthians 11 and 3. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That is, I'm going to read the little, the understanding on the little side, the little number. That is a covering, a sign that she is under the power of her husband.
Right. Right. I love that. Some little Bibles
yeah.
have a little note.
Yeah, the little
and
note.
He's saying it's expounding, and it's saying, because he's talking about the head covering.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it's necessary. It's a commandment. But he's saying what that really symbolizes is that I am ready to be in subjection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in that humility. I'm going to be under the covering of the Lord. Read the verse again and then read the note.
Verse 10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head
uh-huh.
because of the angels.
All right. Go
that,
ahead. Come on.
That is a covering and sign that she is under the power of her husband.
She needs to acknowledge that she's under. So we're building them up to have the strength to be those pillars of rest.
Right.
Right? Now, play this from the beginning. Come on.
You want to raise your daughters to be grown independent women? No. Unless you want her to be single or divorced. She's supposed to be a helper, and she's supposed to be one with her husband. It says in the Bible
you heard that, she's supposed to be a helper and one with her husband.
Right.
That's Genesis 3, where it says
yep.
her desire will be unto her husband.
Yep.
Right? Go ahead. Come on.
A son takes a wife. He leaves his mother and father and takes
listen
a wife.
To this point.
It says that
stop. He says, listen to this distinction.
Mm-hmm.
A son takes his wife. He leaves his father and mother,
mm-hmm.
and he takes his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Go ahead. Run it back like the 10 seconds.
And she's supposed to be one with her husband. It says in the Bible that a son takes a wife. He leaves his mother and father and takes a wife. It says that a daughter is given in marriage.
Oh,
you know,
stop. A daughter is given in marriage, and the son takes his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that reminded me of? Remember the diagram you had?
Uh-huh.
The
yes.
woman was designed to receive.
Yes.
And then the it's the opposite. So when he took, the son took, and the daughter was given, it's
uh-huh.
the opposites of those spirits that we talked
yes.
about.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Come on.
In marriage. You know what that means? Her dad's still involved. My goal with my daughters was to make them strong, but not independent. What's the difference? An independent woman is not fit to be a wife.
Mm.
That's why
stop,
they're...
Oh, stop.
God.
Because
damn.
We got to play that again.
Damn.
You're right.
Go ahead.
Still involved. My goal with my daughters was to make them strong, but not independent. What's the difference? An independent woman is not fit to be a wife.
An independent woman is not fit to be a wife. Mm. An independent woman is not fit to be a wife. Go ahead, come on.
That's why they're single and divorced or marrying guys that are less than that they can then mother. My goal is my...
Oh,
damn.
My God.
Fix it, Jesus.
They'll marry a guy that they can feel like... Remember like the dude in the picture? Run it back. Yeah. I know I put it up as a joke. 25 years? Married and he never raised his voice to his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Muscular.
Read that.
25 years of marriage and he never once raised his voice at his wife.
Oh, my God.
Now, not all women going to look like that, but in their spirit, they're moving like that.
Yeah. Right. Him too.
Right?
Right.
Because they're not, I'm sorry, that thing is hilarious.
Damn, I'm off.
That thing is hilarious. Like, run it back. Go back 2 seconds. There we go. Okay. Go ahead.
An independent woman is not fit to be a wife. That's why they're single and divorced or marrying guys that are less than that they can then mother. My goal with my daughters was not to make them independent, but strong. My daughters, very strong. My wife, very strong. Strength is not a problem. Independence is.
Damn. Mm. Strength is not a problem. The independence is. And when I said the strength, that's what we read in Corinthians, the power to be in subjection. That's the power you have.
Mm-hmm.
God's charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you be
submit.
Right. The strength to submit.
Mm.
Right? Go ahead, sir. You rang.
So what it sounds like he's saying is he's raising his daughters to go from his head of protection straight to the husband's head of protection.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And that also means that there are certain things that are going to be identified in the whatever man that she chooses,
uh-huh.
she's going to already have known that from her father.
Right. Exactly. Strong point. All right.
So he's not going to leave no gaps for her to even think about becoming a strong, independent woman.
Yep. Hey, let's hit on the other video now. Let's get into it. You know where we left off? Come on, man. You got to keep note of where we were.
Down.
Come on.
Yeah,
we weren't at zero.
No, we weren't at zero.
No,
go ahead. I'll tell
zero.
You.
I want to say go. We were
hey,
7,
we were only
minutes.
About like 1 or 2 minutes into
nah,
it.
No, we're at 4 or 5. At least 4 or 5 minutes.
Run it to the 4 minute mark. Run it to the 4 minute mark.
Watch all of that.
No.
Go back. We were a little further back.
Where that chick?
Right there. Let me see. I think it was. What does that say? No.
No, we weren't there. It's where were that chick with the A on her
Stop.
That movie.
Oh yeah, she had like the scarlet A.
Yes. Go back.
Girls.
No, it's not Mean Girls, but it's go back a little somewhere there. Wait up.
I think we saw the
right
Asian
there.
Cat.
Yeah, we were
like, right
one
around
minute.
There.
Oh my
around,
God.
Yeah.
No.
I told you,
really?
I we really didn't this. Make it that far.
Nah, we saw that. We
right
saw
there.
That.
Right there.
I, no,
right
and
there.
No,
we
saw her.
Yeah,
we saw that. We saw him. We saw the Moab guy. We saw
right,
that.
Right
we saw him working.
We saw that.
Say,
we saw that.
I want to
yeah.
say it was maybe there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw.
That's
we saw
only
that
1 minute 46 seconds.
Damn. Sorry, Jeeves.
Sorry, Jeeves.
It was 5 minutes on the right side.
Oh God.
I'm telling you, we up another.
Well, let's play it and see. Hold
yeah.
on.
Let's play it and see.
And go.
Superior isn't about arrogance. It's about recognizing the fruits of your labor. Once you see your value, you won't be easily swayed by superficial charm. And that, my friend, is where the pedestals crumble and reality sets in. Number 2, do not seek her validation. We're living in a time where men, misled by the tides of societal change, are constantly seeking affirmation. Asking her about how your gym progress looks, fussing over your hairstyle, or even seeking constant assurance of her love, this isn't the hallmark of a strong man, but rather of one who's lost his grounding.
Right, you hear that? Oh, like, you're seeking, you know, and it don't mean... It means something to you that the person that should be closest to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, is able to do it. But if you got to coax it out of her,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if she's just saying, looking at you and saying how great you are and how mm-hmm. handsome you are, and it might not even have to be every day, right? But if you got to ask her for that, you've lost your grounding and you're seeking validation.
Right.
Go ahead.
And a titan of self-assuredness doesn't waver in the face of fleeting opinions. Why? Because he's anchored in his self-worth. He doesn't wait around for compliments, nor does he let himself be swayed by every passing remark.
Stop, because you're not always going to get compliments.
Right.
Nope.
Some people might not think you're attractive. Some people might not think you're intelligent. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I know they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and to an extent, that's somewhat true. But when you're confident in who you are, this goes back to there was an episode where we were talking about that real confidence exudes itself.
Right.
And it doesn't come in the form of boasting where you got to walk around. Like, you can sense it comes off arrogant. And arrogant is not strength. Arrogant is not confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the opposite. It's the little baby crying in the mirror.
Right.
Right. And you're running around with this mentality of your perfection. Remember, I said real grounding, real men know where they lack and what they need to do to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't know, they're open to receive from other men, from the scriptures, from the Lord, right? But not the wife. There was another clip I saw. I don't know if I sent it in. And it was basically saying, like, never correct your husband. Like, and it
yeah.
was saying what, and it was saying why, like there's a way to approach it, but like, it's really not for you to like correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It kind of changes the dynamic of what that relationship is supposed to be. But anyway, go ahead.
Constantly hunting for her approval. You're handing over the reins of your self-esteem. And
right.
trust
you
me,
see
that's
that?
A tick.
The problem is that you're handing over the reins of your self-esteem. And now you're looking outwardly. For validation rather than affirming it in your own self, in your own masculinity.
And that's a way of giving up preeminence.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Don't
yes,
do
it
that.
Is. Yep. Go ahead. Come on.
Seeing her ego skyrocket. Save the thirst for validation for those who can't stand tall in their own shadow. Be the man who knows his value and doesn't need it stamped by someone else's seal of approval.
Stop. That's why I've made this point before. If your wife decides to cheat, there should be no woe is me, I need to take her back, none of that
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying these things aren't factors that drive those things, but it's not your fault.
Right.
Right.
She made that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whatever else might be going on or the dynamic of what's happening there, she made that choice. And it has nothing to do with your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to be so rooted in that doesn't faze you. Go ahead, you rang.
And you devalue yourself when you reason with her as to why she did it.
Yes. God. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's a great word. You devalue yourself.
Hey, check the telegram.
Go ahead.
Do not always validate her looks. Women, especially those known for their beauty, receive a deluge of compliments every day. If you're chiming in with the same routine praise or sending those hard-eyed emojis, you're just another face in the crowd.
Now, you know, between a husband and wife's a little different, but again, you got to be mindful of that. And again, this is why I said these sisters at least 3 years, I believe five, right, before you'll be able to prove. But they're coming from a place of there's so much thirst out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's so much going on in that regard that you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're competing for that,
mm-hmm.
right? You should be able to stand out on your own value.
Oh, damn. Oh,
right.
Damn.
Hey, and for you brothers that trying to reason and see how you devalue yourself, listen, this kind of goes into body count, too, which
right.
is why you don't want a super high one either. But let's deal with the cheating part first. Go ahead. Throw that up.
Bro, before you forgive her for cheating, remember that the other dude had her like
this. Or head in the pillow just. Smashing that from behind.
Go down.
Read the bottom.
Yeah, man, come
go
on.
Down.
And remember, at one point, it slipped out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And P.S., that dude asked her if she liked it, and she said, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, that's not just for cheating, man. That's the body count, too.
Straight up. Right.
Remember, we showed the sausage factory. That's the body count, too, bro. You got to remember how many, put it back.
Yeah.
Bro, because that visual going to hurt a lot of, but you got to remember how many bodies.
Damn.
How much sausage?
Damn it.
How many men had her like that? And it slipped out and she put it back in.
Damn.
And when he asked if she liked it, she said, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, snap. She didn't even say put it back in. She grabbed it and put it back in.
Damn.
Oh, snap.
Yo, you killed me with that one, bro.
You done messed my whole vibe up with that.
I was not sure how you were going to read that. That's not how I had it in my mind. But when you said it, that's exactly how it sounded.
Oh, snap.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That pause, I was like, wait a
minute. Hell yeah, that's crazy to think about. Maybe if we thought about that more, we wouldn't be so forgiving on body counts. And,
damn.
You know,
damn.
You wouldn't be so sipped out if she cheat on you talking about come back.
Right.
Damn. Baby, come back.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll help you find it.
Damn. Oh, this man. Come on, play the thing, bro. You got me dumb messed up with that piece.
Yeah. Countless other men reverberate in your words, making them sound like white noise. And that's not where a man of substance wants to be. While the world busies itself heaping her with superficial adulation, be the discerning man who observes and comments genuinely. I'm not suggesting a calculated game of withholding appreciation, but blindly complimenting her on what she hasn't earned.
Stop. So you see that? There's nothing wrong. Understand this, because some brothers will go to the extreme, and you might have a wife that's really putting in the effort and in the spirit,
right.
and you hold back that praise. Mm. If she's earned it, then give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's earned it, she's strong enough to be able to receive it, and it's not going to get to her head.
Right.
Hey,
she's going to appreciate it versus taking as it as.
And step all on it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Go ahead. Bring out what you want.
Proverbs 31, real quick, and verse 30. This is the flip side.
Someone said you can't use that voice for 3 years. Oh, snap. She said, come on, Big Daddy. Oh, my God.
Getting into a whole nother.
Oh, my God. Bro, that thing's just going to get a longer and longer list. You know? PPS.
Oh, my God.
Oh, snap. Go ahead.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 30.
Freedom?
Favor is deceitful.
Right.
And beauty is vain.
That's the first part that's going to come. Those comments she's used to, right?
Uh-huh.
Read.
But a woman that feareth the Lord,
uh-huh.
she shall be praised.
That's exactly what Deacon just said. Don't hold back the praise if she's worked for it and
she earned it.
And you read what qualifies her to receive that page in the rest of the chapter.
That's right.
She did everything for her household.
Uh-huh.
Her children are even waking up and saying that this woman is praised.
And her husband does trust in her.
Right.
He found safety.
Right. That's earned, right?
Right.
That's earned. So you're able to go ahead and do that. He said, but don't make it like a superficial game of you intentionally holding stuff back.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You rang?
He
on fire tonight.
Right.
Boy. He couldn't come with a title, but he bringing little...
He said, I got something to say.
He throwing little arrows up in there. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say to your point, like, don't teach your wife an evil lesson against you, as the scriptures say.
Right.
You know, like you said, if she's earning it, build upon that. Don't tear her down and teach her that evil lesson against you, and she rebuild that hatred again.
Right.
I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking of the way you said that shit. I can't get over that, bro. That shit etched in my mind. Yo, that needs to be a soundbite, bro. Y'all need to run that back.
Pull it from the archive.
But the whole thing, not just the yeah. And she said, you got to run the hook with the pause and all of that. Y'all need to find that and make that a soundbite for the show, bro. I need that for classes and
damn.
I need that for shows, bro.
Oh, done.
I'm done. Oh, my God.
Damn.
We need to play that when a brother's in council talking about he want to take his cheating wife back.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
so
my
good
God.
Damn, bro.
We got to play that, yeah, bro.
Oh, snap.
And show that picture.
Oh, my God.
Well, when an inexperienced brother try, because, you know, a sister can... I don't want to make it seem like you can't be with these sisters and stuff like that. She's truly trying to repent, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I said this before. You born again, but the vagina isn't. Let's just bear that in mind.
God.
Right.
Because give me the video, the sausage video again. Because you don't recover from it. You don't recover from this.
Her past.
Go ahead.
Yo, it's
oh
me like
my
that.
Yo.
Damn. Oh, snap. Remember how much... Damn. You remember how much heat we were getting off that class about your new creature in Christ, but the badge isn't?
The badge isn't, bro.
Yo, you remember how much heat sisters were getting you mad, bro.
Oh, snap.
snap. Hey, right. It's deeper than just a physical act, right? The love of God isn't there. So you was just doing something extremely intimate.
Right.
Right. I mean, how much more intimate can you be? You're like inside somebody.
Literally.
Right? Yes. Literally.
Yes. Leaving your essence.
And you're
inside.
Doing that in absence of all the ways that the Lord said to set that thing up, you know?
Damn.
Casual as fuck. Part, oh, damn. Part of my language.
Oh, my God.
So you got me out the damn spirit, though.
Oh,
forgive me. Forgive my words. Play the video.
Those of countless other men reverberate in your words, making them sound like white noise. And that's not where a man of substance wants to be. While the world busies itself heaping her with superficial adulation, be the discerning man who observes and comments genuinely. I'm not suggesting a calculated game of withholding appreciation, but blindly complimenting her on what she hasn't earned, that's a misstep. You become one among the many who echo the same words. Instead, shift your gaze. Acknowledge her achievements, her efforts, and her choices. Did she share an insight that impressed you? Did she exhibit grace under pressure? Was her choice of attire tasteful and elegant?
Hey, let me stop. This isn't just in marriage. This is the stuff that you need to be talking about, improving and looking for. All right? Run that back a few. Run that back a few. Because you have these guys in the world that they were gaming you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were never complimenting you on how you handled this in a graceful way, an insightful thought or comment that you gave.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. And women like to hear that, but you got to think back. Was that pretty much mostly what you heard?
Right.
Then he was just lusting for you.
Yeah.
He didn't really see value in you.
Right.
Right? Go ahead, come on.
Complimenting her on what she hasn't earned, that's a misstep.
Right. So he says, brothers, you know, you can acknowledge that she's pretty, right? But especially when you're proven, that should not be, because then you mess yourself up too, because then that's all you're looking at, and you're not seeing past that, right? But go ahead, come on.
One among the many who echo the same words. Instead, shift your gaze. Acknowledge her achievements,
stop,
her efforts.
Stop, everybody says shift your gaze, right? Get me that, the beauty of a woman cheer with the countenance of a man.
Yes, sir.
Right? And then it says stumble not at the beauty of a woman. Get me that one too,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Because when he says shift your gaze, that's what he's talking about. Don't stumble, right? Go ahead.
Which one do you want first?
I want the
beauty of a woman.
Yes, go ahead.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse 22. The beauty of a woman cheereth the countenance.
Right, so there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that, right? But remember, everybody has acknowledged that to her. That's all she's heard all her life. She's
right.
A baddie and all this other stuff, right?
Right?
So you could throw that in there because it does. But what happens is then you stumble at it, it's a different thing, right? And that's the next scripture we're going to read. Because if you stumble at it, now you didn't shift your gaze. Now you get caught up and you're just lost in the echo of everything that's there, right? And then she thinks that's all that she has to offer as far as value, right?
Right.
And what you want to see is, does she really have value beyond her appearance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now read the next one.
The book of Sirach, chapter 25 and verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Stumble not at the beauty of a woman and desire her not for pleasure.
Right, and don't desire her for pleasure. So he says what you've done is you've done and you missed that. And someone said it's a two-way. It absolutely is. But remember, we're dealing with the man and him not taking missteps, right, in this thing. I've been throwing in there a little bit for the sisters, too, and stuff like that. But the man cannot stumble at – and I know sisters are getting edified by this, too, if they're in the right spirit.
Right.
Because they're getting hit to like, damn, am I like that? Do I roll this way? You know, and if they're able to do that and assess, then they're able to improve upon those things, right? You got something else?
I was just thinking of Proverbs 29 and 18.
Go ahead, read it.
Because he says shift your gaze, right? And that means that it's how we look. We walk by faith and not by sight. So what we truly see, it's only temporary. So I had two things I was thinking of. Read that real quick.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18.
Read
where there is no vision, the people perish.
And you can read that in 1 Ezra 4. It talks about many also have perished, erred, and have sinned for women.
Yes.
So where there's no vision, where you can't see spiritually, you're gonna err. You're going to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
And that means you're not going to correct her if you're so caught up on her beauty, you're going to show her that deceitful favor we read in Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't let it blind your vision, because your first and foremost job is to cover her, to protect her from herself.
Mm-hmm.
Get a 2 Corinthians 4 real quick. And this is my last one. So we got to, as men, it's important. We got to be mindful of the way that we're looking and what we're looking at. Because at the end of the day, the Lord is still holding us accountable for presenting our wives to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
18.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
That's that vision that we need to have. We're not looking at the beauty that we physically see. We're looking at the spirit, which is not seen by carnal eyes. Read.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
That beauty that you're going to wake up to and that she has, it's only temporary. Because we've been listening to leadership talk about we're going to be changed. So what we see right now is only temporary, Reed.
But the eternal.
And that's what we're focusing on. We're focused on an eternal kingdom, trying to build up our spirits to be able to receive that immortality and that eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Right. All praises. That's on point. Go ahead. Play the video.
Choices. Did she share an insight that impressed you? Did she exhibit grace under pressure? Was her choice of attire tasteful and elegant? Compliment her on those. Let your words be a reflection of depth, not desperation. This sets you apart, not in arrogance, but in authenticity. Number
right,
four.
Stop for a second. Let me talk about that. I think one of the best compliments I ever received in my life, and it wasn't even with a woman I was interested in. It was like a work training or whatever. We were all there. And, you know, you just kind of – it was like 2 weeks we're getting to know each other. We were in a group setting. And she said, man, she says, you know, you're so genuine and authentic. And she says, and it's refreshing because a lot of people aren't, especially men. And I've always held that with me. And I said, man, those are two, you know me, I started looking up definitely. I said, those are two powerful words.
Right.
And let me tell you something. I think people like to portray what they think people like. Instead of working on your character. And then be your true self.
Right.
Notice I said in that order. Because you could be an asshole if you don't work on your character and your true self is obnoxious, annoying, and disgusting. But if your quality of your manhood, if your character is strong, starting with what we went over for an hour about masculinity earlier.
That part.
Okay. And then you build upon that with the things like emotional intelligence and getting a big ego in the right context. And then just be that genuine, authentic self. Spiritually, those who need to be around you, you're going to attract.
Right.
And I don't just mean from a romantic perspective.
In general.
I'm talking about you're going to, whether it's in business, whether it's in work, whether it's employees, whether it's in brothers, whether it's in groups of men. Because deep down, if we can't acknowledge it on the surface, most of us in our spirit can smell bullshit.
Facts.
Just we're so clouded in other things that we can't call it. Right? So what I mean is that there's always something there that'll give you pause about somebody who's inauthentic. And I think the best thing you can be to anybody is genuine and authentic after you've built your character up. And when your character is strong, then that's going to show and shine above anything else, appearance-wise or anything else. It'll make you more handsome. It'll make you more pretty.
Right.
Right. I mean, you know, if you're fugly, you know, it's only going to
go so far.
Right.
But there's someone for everybody. I believe that.
Right.
So I believe if you're fugly, there's a fugly that you two can have a nice life together.
E-harmony.
Deep.
Go ahead.
I got something for you.
Go ahead. Let him read this script, and then we get you, Jeeves.
The book of Sirach, chapter 5 and verse 11. Be swift to hear, and let thy life be sincere, and with patience give answer.
That's good. Break it down how you want to break it down.
Read it for me real quick.
The book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 11.
Read
be out. Swift to hear.
Now, a lot of times we want to speak, and a lot of times we miss a lot of things. You listened to the video earlier. He told us one aspect of it was to be able to give a sincere response. Don't just interject, right? So be swift to hear, read.
And let thy life be sincere.
And let your life be sincere. As you move and you carry yourself, be sincere in every aspect of what you do, read.
And with patience, give answer.
And that's what he was talking about. You by listening, you can know when to be able to give a compliment, when to be able to give feedback. We talked about a wise reprover back tabernacles.
Uh-huh.
So you have a, by being able to listen, you're able to be able to guide. You can build. You can become that wise master builder that Deacon's always talking about we want to aspire to be.
Right, right. All praises to the Most High.
Jesus.
We'll do one more. We're on number four. Because we're going to have replays for a couple weeks.
Right.
Because my backup is going to be traveling with me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be traveling. Mm. So we're going to have replays for a couple weeks. But
thank Jesus. Huh?
It's all right, but we're going to pick this up when we get back, though. We're going to pick this up when we get back. Daniel. Oh, well, Daniel, go ahead. You ring.
No, sir. Y'all good. Go ahead.
You sure? You've been on fire today, bro. I don't want to miss it.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Take some ginkgo biloba. Damn. I don't know. They say that's good for the brain. Anyway, go ahead. Number four. Let's go.
Prioritize your goals above her. Every man should have a North Star, a guiding purpose.
Ooh. Ooh. Why not talk about that?
Yeah.
She's in charge of the law. Damn. Damn. For the brother in the back that didn't understand we was going over masculinity. I mean. Right, run that back a little bit. Run that back a little bit. All right. Come on.
Number four, prioritize your goals above her.
Stop.
Every man.
Prioritize your goals above her. Because guess what that really means? Doesn't mean her goals, that she's not included in your goals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just that she's not the goal.
Mm. That part.
Damn.
Wait, run it back.
Did you get that?
Run it back.
It don't mean she's not included in your goals.
Mm-hmm.
It just means she's not the goal.
Right. You're not the prize.
Because if she's the goal and none of this other stuff was followed and you're not built up in your character and you're full of guile and you're inauthentic,
mm-hmm.
right, disingenuous, once you get that, right,
mm-hmm.
you get the doonies.
Right.
And in Israel, we deal with marriage, but even in the world, and you might even marry the doonies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If all this other stuff is not in place and she was your goal,
damn,
then you're going to feel empty and inadequate in the relationship because a person can't be your goal.
Right.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A person can't be your goal.
That's heavy.
So this is why I say she can be part of your goals.
Mm-hmm.
But she shouldn't be the goal.
Mm.
And it goes for, I'll say slightly goes for a woman because a woman should, right, her desire to a man
mm-hmm.
is should really be to get that husband. But if you're raised strong, if you're building yourself strong in this walk, okay, then you realize where you fit in the bigger scheme of things.
Right.
Because you have some sisters in their ignorance say, well, you know, is it just to be a wife? Is that my purpose?
Slave.
Is that my girl? Right, a slave mm-hmm. or whatever it is. But again, that goes into when they said we'll clothe ourselves and all of that, just take away our reproach they understand that thing. But as a man, she should not be the goal. But that does not mean she can't be included. Because if she's your goal, I'm telling you, the whole thing's going to fade.
Mm.
She can be a stop along the way.
No person can be the source and supply of everything.
Because people let you down.
It can enhance everything when you have that right person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the hard days are easier,
mm-hmm.
and the good days are better,
right?
Things can taste better, things can be better
mm-hmm.
when you're flowing in that divine order and where it needs to be.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But if she's your goal, you've done destroyed the whole. You're not gonna achieve what you need to achieve.
You turn her into Pussalia. She becomes
a
liar.
Right.
That's heavy.
And then he goes on. Go ahead. Click.
Number four. Prioritize your goals above her. Every man should have a North Star, a guiding purpose.
Stop. That's the charge of the Lord.
Mm, that's heavy.
Every man should have a North Star, mm-hmm. guiding purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's the charge of the Lord, and you never sway from that.
And real quick.
Nothing takes you from that or anyone.
Just in case somebody missed it, it didn't say prioritize your goals above hers. It said prioritize your goals above hers.
Exactly. Good point. Go ahead, come on.
In a world where many sway to the whims of the moment, a true man stands his ground, his eyes fixed on his goal. Today, it's easy to stumble across men who discard their commitments for a fleeting chance to spend time with an enchanting woman. They derail from their tracks like a hungry wolf chasing after prey. But here's the golden rule. Your mission, your dreams, they take precedence. If that means occasionally forgoing an evening with her, then that's the price of ambition.
Stop. For the sisters that, oh, he's always doing work for the truth and all of that. Mm-hmm. Now, we've read, let's get that in 1 Corinthians 7 about mm-hmm. caring for the things of the wife, right? Mm-hmm. You do lose a little something when you get into marriage because you do have to care for your husband and you do have to care for your wife. Mm-hmm. Notice he said foregoing an evening. He didn't say forego evenings. Mm. You have a responsibility as a husband, brother, and a real man is going to make the effort and the time to provide for his wife, and it's not just provide sexually, mm-hmm. all right?
Yeah.
There's going to be some things that she's going to want. You know, you're going to have to make time for the conversation or whatever, but not at the expense of when you're in focus mode and you're in hyper-focus and you're working on a goal, right, or mm-hmm. working on something for the charge of the Lord. But you have a lot of sisters that give brothers a lot of grief for that, or you have brothers that are overly focused on that, right, man? I went over this when I went over the honeymoon phase, mm-hmm. right, and that's why the scripture accounts for that. In the law, about a year. Let him hang back for a year.
Right.
Because even if he's like, nah, I'm down for the fight, his mind is not fully there.
Yeah.
You just take a new wife.
By default.
Right. So you're doing him a disservice if you try to throw him in the fight. Mm. Like, nah, you got to keep this thing and hang back.
Mm.
Right? Then Uriah say that when he was like, yo, come back and be with you. Like, nah, bro.
I'm in the mix.
Yeah, I'm
in the mix. He said, I'm going to be back here, Joseph.
Y'all over there. Yeah, come on
now. Yeah, no.
Hey. Right? Hey, old broke back ass brother.
Damn. Oh, damn. Hey. Don't do it like that.
Shot fire. Shot fire.
Why you doing
uh-oh.
Like that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I love my brother. I had to get him.
Clearly.
I had to get him.
Oh, my right. God. Right. Go ahead, but read this.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 7 and verse 33. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, mm-hmm. how he may please his wife.
Right. And he's not saying that as a negative, he's just saying it as a reality.
Right, right.
Right? This is what's going to happen when you're married. Go ahead, come on.
That was it. Verse 29. Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 29. This I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Is that it?
That's
okay.
It.
Mm-hmm. So he's letting you know what he just said. Don't you could forego an evening. Mm-hmm. Right, but notice it didn't say evenings. You still have to be able to provide and stuff like that.
Right. That's also like when class is over, mm-hmm. and she across the room and she give you the look.
Hey, sometimes it's the man that be like that.
Damn.
Class is over. The sister here trying to put in some work.
Right.
Are you distracting her?
Right.
And, right.
Give her a look.
And he giving her the look like, mm-hmm. yo, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quenching the damn spirit of the work she's trying to put in, not realizing that you have a better woman when she's involved in something spiritual.
Right.
Not at the expense of what she needs to do for you as a husband.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the priorities ain't right. Damn. Yeah. Bro. See, that bell is worn out. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, you just made me remember what I was going to say earlier.
Uh-huh.
You know, when she's putting in the works of the Lord, and she's keeping these commandments, that can actually make your woman more beautiful.
Yes.
That's it.
That can bring out the real beauty.
Hey, that puts you, especially if you're a man that's about the mission too, that puts y'all, I'm telling you, that'll help you a lot, that you both striving towards the same thing.
Right.
Right. You know, her job's to please you first and then the Lord, but if she has that spirit like you do,
right.
mm-hmm.
to do stuff that's pleasing to the Lord, mm-hmm. That's going to help the harmony in the relationship also.
Right.
Can I get a script?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my
Proverbs
God.
31 and 31.
Let's get it.
All these sisters want to be Proverbs 31 women, mm-hmm. right?
Hey, but direct it to the men so they know.
Right. That's what it's to. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if you see a sister that's got these characteristics where she's doing the work, and maybe she's not focused on you because she has offices she's doing, there's a benefit that comes from it. Read.
Mm-hmm. The book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 31. Give her the fruit of her hand.
Of your hand.
Of her hand.
Of your hand.
Of her hand.
The scripture says, give her of the fruit of her hands. Read.
And let her own work.
Let your work.
Her own work.
Read.
Praise her in the gate.
Let her own works get her praise. She mm-hmm. got to be doing work just like you. Don't
That's
let her
right.
ride off of your coattails.
Scrape a lot of times, you have brothers in the midst that they ain't doing nothing. And
right.
their life is on fire.
Uh-huh.
And deep down, they got the devil on them. And that's why they always trying to cut her short
right.
from being involved in the
you
body.
Get,
now,
yeah.
let me make this disclaimer, because you will have a Negro out there that try to frame this different.
Mm-hmm.
Her primary responsibility is to you and the family.
Right.
It, nothing she does here should be at the expense of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you need to be in the right mind and don't be a looker and examine
Right.
Is it really jeopardizing you, or do you got the spirit that whenever she do something in the school, all of a sudden you want something from her?
Right. Damn.
Because that's a misstep also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a misstep also. Now I'm telling you, you'll have a better relationship when she got her own praise from her own works that she's putting in. Because mm-hmm. guess what? If you in the right spirit, then she making you shine.
She's
by that
giving
part.
You the honor and glory.
That's it.
Read verse 23.
Verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates
mm-hmm.
when he sitteth among
Ooh,
the elders.
There it
land.
Is. That's there it. It is. Why is her husband known in the gates? Because that's damn. Well,
such
what,
and such.
Right. Because what does that say? Yeah, that's such and such wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And that's a good reflection on you.
Right.
Yep.
That's a good reflection on you.
Right.
Unless you want to be the brother that's quenching her spirit and not letting her do nothing, then okay.
That adds to your status.
Yes, it does.
One more script.
Adds to your status. Bring it.
Go ahead. Get 1 Corinthians 11 uh-huh. real quick.
He got that yes spirit. Don't bring me back to that, bro. You got derailed. You got derailed me, bro. That thing was too much. That's an all-time classic, bro. We got to do some top 10 where we just start cracking up.
Oh,
we should do like a top 10 like where we just lose it.
Yeah.
You know? I know we got the cars thing.
Yeah.
We got this. We got to run it back and start keeping track of them things where we just lose our
Ooh.
Damn minds.
Get verse. No. Hey, verse 7. Read verse 7.
Captain Gad is waiting. Come on.
Okay. The book of First.
First Corinthians.
Chapter 11, verse 7.
Read.
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head.
Right.
For as much as he is the image and glory of God.
We're supposed to shine as lights in this world to bring glory back to God through the works of our hands.
Right.
Read.
But the woman is the glory of the man.
Oh,
the glory that you get, it comes back to you for the works that your wife
yeah,
does.
Yeah, bro.
Bruh.
Right. The same way we glorify God and Christ
right.
and the things
right.
that we do, she glorifying you
right.
when she's
right.
doing that
As
stuff.
As the God that you are.
Hey, ooh.
Ooh.
Or could be.
Or could be. Could be.
And all of your molecules.
Because,
yes.
because,
and all your molecules.
because if you got that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's finish
Stop.
With number four, man.
Okay,
come
okay.
on. Let's finish
hey,
guess
four.
What?
Come on, come on.
Guess what? It's worth every penny. When she realizes she can't simply whisk you away from your path, she sees a man of steel, unyielding in his pursuits. Not only does it keep her ego in check, but it also commands respect. Be the man who values his goals above fleeting pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. Damn.
Because you ain't going out of wit.
You know what?
Steal
we might have to run
yeah.
back four when we come back.
Yeah. We're going to have to.
It says it commands respect. Run it back just a few seconds. Because some of you are like, well, I can't get her to respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some women that you got the damn devil.
Yeah,
right? You got a dragon that you're trying to hide. But in most cases, and it's not right. The respect should be given just by the mere fact that you're the husband, right? Because the scripture talks about in Peter's that the unbelieving should be won over,
mm-hmm.
not given resistance. You got to take a step back and examine yourself, because you can either command respect by telling her you're the boss, or you can demand respect by telling her you're the boss, or you could command respect by being steadfast in your convictions
right.
and in your responsibilities and your accountability.
Mm-hmm.
If you're double-minded and unstable and you waver all the time,
mm-hmm.
all right, the best you can do is demand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. I wanted to say I mentioned him before, Germanico. This was his name was Germanico Cruz, because he was Simeon, and Dominicans picked the weirdest names for their children. They like Russian names too.
Demonico.
Yeah, I knew like an Ivan and a Vladimir.
Oh, yeah. Vladimir Simeon.
Yeah.
Simeon?
Vladimir.
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 Vladimir. Ivan. And one of the things he told me, he said, look, you can be the type of manager that has to remind people that you're a manager and
right.
point to your name tag that says a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And because of fear or whatever for their job, they'll get it done. But you're not going to get the best out of them. He said, if you command respect as a leader, he said that you will then be able to get the most productivity out of your team, and you wind up looking better, and that's how you're going to move up
right.
in things, right? He told me a lot of stuff about management when I was first getting into management many years ago. It was at the Gap. I opened up the Gap on Fifth Avenue, near Saks Fifth Avenue. It was like 50-something and Fifth. It was a big super Gap store that I opened up there. And it was my first in retail, because I did a lot of retail management back in the day, too. It was my first position, and I was a supervisor. I was a floor soup, and he was an assistant manager, and he was kind of teaching me the ropes and stuff. So I'll say the same thing. Right, you can be the type of man that has to demand respect,
mm-hmm.
or you could be the one that commands it.
Oh, you know that reminds me of with Abraham. He commanded his household.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He wasn't around demanding anything.
Right. Can we read that real quick?
Yeah.
Right. Right. And that's said, that's strong.
The Lord, Lord said, "I know him."
She says she sees a man of steel.
Yeah.
Come on. So sometimes you got to examine yourself, brothers. Should she be respecting you anyway? Absolutely, because that's
right.
what the scriptures commands of her, regardless of how you are.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want the best out of your marriage in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
You got to sometimes take a look at yourself. Go ahead.
The book of Genesis, chapter 18 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
For I know him, that he will command his children and his household.
He commands mm-hmm. his children. And yes, that means that verbally,
mm-hmm.
but command and demand are different things,
right?
Right? Command is like you sit in that power.
Power
you sit
yeah.
in that authority.
Mm-hmm.
You sit in that malak. You
that
sit
part.
You sit in that godhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And people will move for you.
Mm-hmm.
Demanding is coming from a place of scarcity and from fear and
yes,
weakness.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him,
uh-huh.
and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of.
Right, and it's the same thing. It don't change. Because if we want to, because strong marriages make for the strong nation.
Right.
And if you want to be able to bring about what we're trying to bring out, right, remember that Revelation 7 tell you, hurt not the earth until these are sealed,
right?
Right? And so if you want to be able to activate the angels,
right?
Right? They need to see that commanding is happening, so that then that promise can be fulfilled
mm-hmm.
that was promised to us.
Mm.
Okay, let's finish this up.
Steel, unyielding in his pursuits. Not only does it keep her ego in check, but it also commands respect. Be the man who values his goals above fleeting pleasures, and watch as the world, including her, regards you with awe. Number five.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes you got these brothers that, let me talk to you about some fleeting pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get off the sports,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, I'm not going to say there's nothing wrong with it, just, you know, you got to kind of transcend those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if she sees that your preference is to things like that or the video games,
mm-hmm.
right? And like, you know, I've told you before, I got the PS5. I still haven't touched it from the last time I told you I haven't touched it.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to.
Right, right.
2 years ago.
It's not that I don't want to. It's not that I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No, I think about it. See, I know, because he can't fathom me. He's like, yo, give it to me. And I'm like, no. I'm not saying you can't enjoy yourself in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to show your principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I won't sacrifice my goals, which are the Lord's goals,
mm-hmm.
For those fleeting pleasures. I'm not saying that there's some times where I can't sit down and acknowledge that, you know what, I'm not being productive right now, no matter what I do. I need a reset.
Mm-hmm.
I need to just chill and maybe put this on the side. Because you can't. You work yourself and you're not useful.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to show that you're unwavering and that
mm-hmm.
you're going to move the way you need to move. And there's a respect to that,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a respect to that. One of the only things that I typically don't compromise for myself is my gym time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because I just have a lot of other benefits from it, and it's really more of a lifestyle for me than a vanity thing at this point,
right.
Which is why I can be so committed to it. But I got the PlayStation there, but there's a few times this week that I was like, damn, I'm gonna get on this. I want to deal with this. And then I'll be like, damn, you know what? But I've been meaning to review this class, and I want to do this to prep this class, so I need to look at this, and I need to do that, right? So you got to be able to show that you're about that. You know, that's one thing. For whatever my wife might want to say about me, whatever gripe she might have, right? Because all of us have things,
mm-hmm.
all right. That's not one of them. Where you know I'm gonna get done what I need to get done, except the stuff that she wants me to get done, and like you know she needs me to put up a light or whatever or something
right.
like that. That might take a little while.
Right.
That might take
right.
a little while. Take a little while. But anyway, that's the show.
Mm-hmm. There was masculinity in the show.
That was all about masculinity.
Mm.
For real.
We still got. Four more? No, five more. We only did four. We got five more points to go over in that video. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got a lot more to cover with y'all to bring this up. Continue to support, like we said, like, share. Okay.
Brothers and sisters, put up the image. Please, we need your support and your help. We're seeking your assistance to enhance our national broadcast. Kindly spare a minute to provide feedback by answering 5 brief questions for the Power Hour, okay? Scan the QR code, go on there, let us know how we did so we can adjust things and be able to have a better broadcast. Choose the Power Hour, all right?
Okay, all praises to the Most High, all praises. Y'all stay safe, okay? Get your souls ready for the Sabbath and all that. We got Hanukkah coming up in a few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. I like that one. And y'all stay in the spirit, all right? And so with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, so that's a real high Holy Ghost Warriors.
Damn, that was
that's crazy.
Yes.
This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwanya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Rasa.
We one nation.
This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwanya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Rasa.
We one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, and we been king since birth, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, and they gon' get this work, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble.
For the Southern Kingdom, Kwanya Sharala.
Hey,
one nation.
This was the